Welcome to Things That Are News.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Things That Are News, everyone's favorite podcast where we talk about some news that are things.
Yeah.
Backwards, didn't I? Things that are news. Anywho, we have a very special guest today.
Yeah.
Bailey, would you like to introduce our special guest? Because she's giving me dirty looks.
Yeah. The special guest today was actually our first guest and is
our favorite guest.
Our favorite guest and a regular pop-in. You'll hear her voice in the background sometimes telling me and Jeff to clean things up. Christine, introduce yourself.
Hello.
That was a good introduction, Christine. This is why everyone's favorite.
Bailey did a good enough introduction. I didn't feel any more was needed.
There you go.
You say thank you.
Thank you, Bailey.
There you go. Thank you for the introduction.
You're welcome. I got you guys. And then I'm Bailey.
And he's Bailey. And I'm Jeff. And this is Things That Are News.
Yeah.
We're going to start things off, Christine. As you know, we're going to talk about some things that are news.
Yes.
And this first one you have to introduce because you brought this up. And I like it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Coca-Cola plant. Had to shut down because there was shit in the cans.
Shit in the cans.
Yeah.
Like, was it just in the can, like sealed? Like sealed,
so
or was it in the plant?
What I read, if I'm correct.
Do you want me to explain it? All right, you got it. Yeah, I'm going to correct you when you're wrong.
Okay. They get the can shipped to the place that actually puts the Coca-Cola in it. So, apparently it was on some, they're thinking it was on some boat with a bunch of people trying to, get to the country, and people had nowhere to shit, so they shit in the cans. Oh. Apparently,
yeah,
but,
that's
but
really
then it got sold because it all got. They realized it obviously before they filled the cans. So
it wasn't just a little bit of fecal matter.
No, they were
full of shit.
They were full of shit.
Full of it.
Oh Jesus!
Because yeah. What happens is they ship to the factory just the can without the lid.
Yeah,
just cases of them, and then once they fill them, they put the lid on.
Yeah,
so they're just shipping a bunch of empty cans. And then they looked at the shipment, and a bunch of them were just full of shit.
It's terrifying.
Clearly a bunch of immigrants were just on there, and they had the shit, so they just shit in the cans.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Sad to shut down the plant.
Oh god.
Because they received a bunch of shit cans.
Yeah. But it wasn't their fault.
And
no, they're
gonna
get blamed.
Maybe it's the shipping company's fault. It's manageable PR wise.
Yeah, because obviously, it's good to know, don't worry, there's no risk of shit in your cans. We check the cans before we fill them, so.
They're not just, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Because if those just got, put right on an assembly line.
Right?
You'd never know.
It would just be, shit coke.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that, news story where someone's like, I found a mouse in my Mountain Dew. And Mountain Dew's like, no. A mouse would dissolve in Mountain Dew in 3 months, and this was made 5 months ago. And everyone's like, what? Mountain Dew will dissolve a mouse in 3 months? How much mice have we just fucking...
How do they know that?
I don't know.
What is that doing to your body to dissolve a mouse in 3 months?
Christine...
3 months! 3 months!
How many body parts are in a mouse, Christine?
What?
Do they have mandibles?
They do.
That's good to know.
But, that's, seriously, how would they... What's a comparable test to a mouse to dissolve in Mountain Dew, though?
You use a mouse.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they put a mouse in Mountain Dew, and, how long until
it's... No, I bet it's, probably accidentally happened before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
And they're all right, we're safe, because we always wait 3 months before we ship it out. So
yeah.
We're good to go.
How long would it take to melt a kangaroo in Mountain Dew? Because there was kangaroos in Detroit, Jeffrey.
Was there?
Yeah. Apparently.
Why don't you tell us all about it, babe?
Well, I didn't read the full thing. I skimmed through it like everything I do. So, I think they escaped from a local zoo.
Oh, that's less exciting.
They escaped from a local zoo, and they were
just hopping about,
but they found them in the forest, so it's even more creepy, because they don't know how many kangaroos there are. It could be
It's the capybaras all over.
Yeah.
Now there's going to be kangaroo babies.
You can't kangaroos in Detroit. It's already a wild goddamn city. Now it's just kangaroos hopping about. Jeez.
Kangaroo Detroit?
They box the fuck out of you. Hey,
yeah.
Shoot, kangaroos are actually scary goddamn
scary.
Animals.
You ever seen Kangaroo Jack?
Oh, Kangaroo Jack.
Yo,
I just heard the scariest thing. It was all just a PR scheme. Apparently, they made a terrible movie about buddy cops and a kangaroo, and Jerry Buckenheimer just came in and said, yeah, just add a scene where he raps and put it in the trailer. And then that made the whole movie, just this additional at the end. Yeah, the movie's poop. Just make a rapping kangaroo, and everyone would love it.
That's the only reason I saw that movie.
Exactly.
There's a rapping I'm in.
It worked on everyone.
I will buy 2 tickets, please.
It's terrifying. More animals.
More animal facts.
Do you know that if spiders wanted to, they could eat all of the humans on the planet
and still be hungry?
It's just terrifying.
What?
Yeah.
Like still if they were hungry. Like world dominating spiders.
Like no, just no. The spiders that exist now. If they chose to become like people eaters, like we'd all die in a day. They'd just eat the fuck out of us.
Yeah. Damn. If like say spiders could only eat humans, it's over. It's over.
That's actually terrifying.
Right?
It's terrifying enough if they, like, go in my mouth and I eat them. I don't know, them eating me. Like, no
thanks. I don't think that actually happens. I think that's, like, a...
I don't know. I believe it.
You don't eat spiders.
You don't? No, that's a fucking wives' tale.
That's
come
a wives'
on.
Tale. An come old on. Wives' tale.
If you all right, get, let me... If you get seven spiders, how many other bugs and fucking
oh, yeah.
wacky shit? You
I don't
must
know
swallow,
seven.
You must swallow your cat's tail
like,
a lot. But, sorry. Go, go.
Yeah,
sorry.
Like, I don't know. I don't necessarily believe that it's seven. But I feel like if you're sleeping with your mouth open and you're, like, still... It's gonna crawl in there.
Why? Spiders aren't fucking
like
stupid.
Dark, moist places.
But they fucking they feel the air.
I guess.
If they're like a spider crawls up your butt, I'm like, yeah, it could happen. A spider could crawl in my butt. But like, it's not gonna go in my mouth where there's air coming out of.
Yeah, I agree.
I guess that's a fart joke waiting to happen. But
alright.
So what
no, we're... spiders don't go in your mouth.
Alright.
Maybe me because I like stop breathing and almost die in my sleep. Then you'd sneak right in.
Exactly.
But
Well, change of topic. Toronto's pleasing the hipsters. Did you know that? They're looking to limit the amount of chain stores in select public areas like Queen Street West and College Street.
Are you happy about this, Bailey? I bet you're pretty fucking stoked
right,
about
it's
this.
It's already pretty much like that.
Yes,
like,
there's so many non-chain.
I mean, I don't want a big box-ass Loblaws, but there's already like an H&M on Queen. It's already got this mixed in. I think it's okay. Just keep the huge box stores out, and it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, I think as long as it's like 50-50, you know?
Yeah.
Because like, I like box stores. I don't like going into little independent stores. I don't like it. I like familiarity.
I like it sometimes. But sometimes when you know what you're looking for, you're like, I want to go to Walmart and get like...
Yeah, something. Yeah. Like I buy all my dress clothes at like the Bay because it's just, I got so much more pant variety.
Yeah, look at all that pant variety.
Yeah. Like, we have one pair of pants.
Yeah. So.
In one size. I hope it fits.
Hopefully it fits.
That's
and it's twice the price.
Because I'm too lazy. It's like, no, I'm not going to some wacky guy and paying him twice the
I
price.
I buy all of my clothes at one store and I know what, I walk in, I'm like, okay, I'm this size and this. Everything's fine. I'm in and out in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I need some boxes. I need some wife beaters. I know
yeah.
where I'm going.
Yeah.
Like, it would be possibly Walmart.
Definitely Walmart. I'm going to buy wife beaters anywhere else.
And then what would you do if Elon Musk controlled your mind and
you
made
gotta,
you
like,
buy
be,
different
wife
beaters?
You got to be easy on this fucking attempted segues thing. not everything has to be as forced at being natural. You know that, right?
I'm not forcing it to be
You're
natural.
Forcing real hard.
Pretty,
and you always seem super stoked. But it's always terrible. What about if kangaroos?
Speaking of animals.
Yeah, fucking talk about your Neuralink
I'll
shit.
I'll enjoy my failure terribly. Elon Musk made Neuralink. And
yeah, what's Neuralink?
Isn't it controlling computers with your brains?
It's controlling brains with your computers.
I thought it was the opposite way around.
It's both.
It's both?
I don't know.
So it's basically...
I didn't read the article.
I didn't read the full article.
God damn, Bailey, cool. You can't... Read the articles.
We're supposed to go over what we're putting in the news beforehand
probably
so that
no,
I can tell you
about it.
It's
an April Fool's article, and it's not even real.
No,
you open it, and it's like, heh,
heh.
Is it?
He's trying to... I know it's controlling
No, because
computers.
It's Elon Musk, I'm not surprised. That dude's fucked.
Yeah. Yeah, it's he wants to hook you up to his car, and then you just drive your car by plugging in.
Yeah, you just plug it into your dome.
Straight to the dome.
Straight to the dome. Have you seen they like actually have those like self-driving cars like up and working?
Yeah, on highways.
Yeah.
On major highways.
Yeah.
A little bit terrifying.
So scary.
I think it's okay.
Didn't
just,
you hear about
the
that
what's
one
scary?
Though?
Sorry, no, go. What?
The
no.
The one, they got in an accident because like the way this, he was driving like beside a transport truck or something and the way the sun was shining on it, it like didn't sense that it was there and he crashed in like a transport truck. But the thing is, you're supposed to still pay attention right now because they're not like 100% accurate yet. And the guy like had a nap.
Yeah, like you, yeah, you signed something saying you're not allowed to
you're
nap.
Not allowed. You have to be like paying attention.
Yeah.
But like, then what's the point, you know?
Yeah.
Well, because they're not 100% sure, obviously, because that happened. So
yeah.
You still have to work out the kinks. So they're saying like, all right, if you're gonna get it, like,
yeah,
it works.
It's like the
don't
fucking
just like have a nap and watch a movie.
Yeah, you don't buy the first one and be like, oh, this is great. I'm
yeah.
just gonna like drive
be.
Me to France and yeah. then you just sleep the whole way.
Like the Logan driving trucks freaked me out. And
yeah,
then,
that
and
shit
then
was
the variables, like what if a horse comes? Like
yeah.
the fuck is the self driving truck gonna know a horse is?
Right?
Like,
yeah.
It'll just panic and just
what
crush
about
it.
Variables?
does not compute.
Yeah, because, like, then what's, like, the gray area, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Because if it's, like, oh, it's programmed to, like, stop for a horse. But, like, what if there's, like, a squirrel? Does it stop for a squirrel and then it gets rear-ended? What if it's, like, an opossum, which is, like, a medium size? What's the limit of what you can hit?
A family of ducks crossing the street, does it know to stop, let them cross?
Or a moose. A moose. What if it sees a moose and thinks it's, like, a wall or a bridge and just tries to, like, turn around or some shit? Like, fucking freaks out.
I don't think it would try and turn around.
I don't know.
Sudden wall? Just fucking...
It'd probably stop.
Yeah, it would just stop.
Yeah, okay, fine. I guess the ducks... Ducks is better.
Ducks is a good good metaphor.
Thank you.
I mean, I'd plow right through a family of ducks. I got stuck in traffic once for like 15 minutes. I'm like, what? I was just like on Warden. And I got up there and there's a family of ducks just like standing there. Just standing on Warden.
That's so weird.
And everyone's like going into the shoulder to avoid the family of ducks. I just like get, I'm in like my work truck and I get up and honk and then they all move. I'm like, why did no one think of honking?
That's awesome.
It was 15 minutes of me just sitting there. No one thought to honk at the ducks. It's like, God, they're all cute. I'll put this on Instagram. Everyone think this. No. Fuck that.
No.
Fuck
no.
Ducks.
They're stopping traffic.
Fuck ducks.
No, I'm terrified of ducks because they chased me as a kid and tried to eat me.
I don't think they tried to eat you.
They did. They were biting at my pants and my shirt, and they were trying to nibble at me.
Geese?
No, they were ducks at my dad's golf course, and I was feeding them breadcrumbs.
They're probably geese. Oh, you shouldn't feed them breadcrumbs.
But,
real bad
for
them.
They just started ignoring the breadcrumbs and just started going at me. Like,
you look like a giant.
I was trying to distract them with it, and they're just going at my fingers and shit. And they started running away, and they started grabbing me. I was like, fuck ducks, all right? Fuck ducks, okay?
Yeah, I guess that's a pretty fair way to say fuck ducks.
Yeah, so next segment is Jeff's Movie Minute.
Jeff's Movie Minute. Everyone's favorite segment where I talk about movies that Christine probably hasn't heard of. I mean, the first one you definitely haven't heard of.
No.
Jordan Peele. You know who Jordan Peele is?
Nope.
Didn't think so. He's in talks to direct. You know what directing is?
Yes.
Okay. He's in talks to direct Akira.
Never heard
What do you think?
Sounds
what do you?
Exciting.
All right, hold on. What do you think Akira is about?
Yeah.
A woman.
Okay.
Finding her way.
To what? Like womanhood?
This story.
Like memoirs of a geisha?
Yeah.
It's pretty close.
It is Japanese.
I feel like it's a video game.
Is it a video game?
Video game, yeah. No?
Like Tomb Raider?
Like it's deriving from a video game, you know?
What's the video game about?
A woman finding her way. I've already discussed
that. That sounds like a terrible video game.
But you'll play one about a guy finding treasure, okay.
Yeah, he's hunting for treasure.
Yeah, treasure hunt in Indiana Jones, the classics.
Yeah, classics. What's wrong with hunting for a woman finding her way?
Okay, I didn't say it was good.
Maybe I like girls now.
Did
like
you?
That's press A to like girls
okay, what
now.
What is Akira then? Let's.
Bailey, you want to break it down?
Oh, it's fucking complicated. So, long story short, it's like futuristic Japan. There's motorcycle gangs everywhere. It's kind of like post-apocalyptic.
And she has to find her way.
And it was made in like this time of like post Hiroshima, so it's all really dark of like what it was like after that.
Okay.
And the government is doing like experiments on super soldiers on random street bums. And then, it turns out that the main kid you're following was also one of these super soldiers. And then the main character who's like the big mind freak that the government's trying to take control of is named Akira. And the lead character's trying to free Akira. So it's kind of like a woman finding her way. That's like
right.
a scary
so
super
right.
weapon.
Yeah, you know, you're right.
Okay.
It was not a video game though.
It's beautiful, though. It was, like, it's the best anime made. It was, like, the first one that triggered the whole that being popular in the West.
Oh, okay.
So, but it's beautiful. I recommend it for the art
It's beautiful.
Style.
Okay. And Jordan Peele, is that Key and Peele?
It is Key and Peele.
Hey!
Yeah, the guy who made Get Out.
Get Out.
All right.
You know Get Out?
I do. I haven't seen it, but...
Yeah, we gotta watch that.
Yeah, I got
it. Yeah, no, look, he's in talks to direct it, which is, I guess now he's, like, the hot guy.
Yeah.
But, like, apparently, like, he has, like, a plan to make, like, fucking three more movies, like, in the same vein. Like, he has scripts, like, ready to go.
I read that. That's why I don't think he'll take it.
I don't think he'll do it.
He just seems too
I mean,
smart.
If they, like, back up a dump truck full of money up to his house, I'm sure he'll be like, yeah, I'm down. But.
I would be like, let me see how Ghost in the Shell does, and then maybe.
You think Ghost in the Shell does well?
I don't know. I really don't know, because all the, like, sci-fi picking up and classics, it's like people are open to being a little bit nerdier, so it might pick up an audience, but I feel like it's not going to be true enough for enough of the geeks to love it.
Yeah, they just have to see it. They don't have to love it.
Yeah, you're right. But because there's going to be a lot of added shit to Ghost in the Shell to fill it up.
To make it, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it's just Scarlett Johansson in, like, skimpy outfits. Everyone's going to go watch it.
Yeah.
She's in, like, a fucking skin-tone bodysuit.
Yeah, skin-tone.
Skin-tone. Like,
Ghost in the Shell nippleless is a good movie, but
Scarlett Johansson, basically.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, people are going to go see it.
I think so, yeah.
They showed off enough of that, like, in the trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scarlett Johansson looks pretty hot.
You don't even know
she jumps out of buildings.
You just say, oh, Scarlett Johansson is in it. And they're like,
yeah, I'm down.
I'll be there.
Ghost in the Shell was one of those hentai stereotypes. Yeah. This is where it started, because she's just in the... In order for her to camouflage, she has to be in a nude, skin-tight bodysuit. So she just see her boobs, like, all movie, pretty much.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
All right.
Pretty good.
Yep.
Yeah, Kira, yeah, would you see it? Jordan Peele makes it?
Yeah, I think so.
What if Keegan-Michael Key makes it?
No.
That'd be nice and wacky.
No.
What if I make it?
Oh, did you see the Chappelle Show special? He called them out for the Key and Peele show. It was awesome.
Did he? I heard they're garbage.
He said that.
I haven't watched them yet.
I loved it, personally. It was just the same old style. So it was funny because it was this same delivery he used to do.
That's good.
But it's not like...
Yeah, I haven't watched them yet.
Now with, like, triggering and safe spaces, it's, like, very lewd and very offensive.
Like Amy Schumer?
Yeah. No.
Did you see Amy Schumer special?
I started watching it and cried 10 minutes in and stuff.
I watched, like,
some... Not one star on Netflix.
I watched, like, some reviews on it, and it was, like, it's real bad.
Yeah.
They changed the rating system because she got rated so bad.
But it's still there saying one star.
So. No, they haven't done it yet.
Oh, they haven't done it yet?
No.
Because so many people rated it bad, it, like... fucked it in the analytics, and so they had
it's
to
it's not because
it.
Of
yeah, yeah. But
they're
it's
saying
still,
they were like doing it anyway.
Yeah,
I was gonna say, is she that famous that controlling that she's like, well, my special got bad, so like let's change.
No, because it just shows how easy it is for like something to be one-starred.
Oh,
where they're just making it like a like and dislike.
Yeah,
so it'll get a it'll get a percentage.
That's better. Yeah,
yeah, which is just better.
Comedy's super important. They're trying to grab steal the comedy
market
from HBO right now. That's
well, they're putting up a new stand-up special like once a month,
They're
of, like just famous stand-up
comedians.
New
market. That's their new market of just they're trying to take it away because HBO's the last people who have like an attachment to comedy specials. So if Netflix gets their fingers in that too, then it's like fuck, we got movies and comedy. Now we got our own TV shows. You don't
Netflix
need to go anywhere else.
Yeah, that's all you need is Netflix.
Yeah, exactly.
But I digress. Jeff.
I digress.
Movie time.
Oh, Jeff's second movie minute. They put out, I guess, like a plot synopsis. They showed footage. Basically all of this. The reason for Jeff's movie minute this week is that CinemaCon.
Yeah.
If you know what CinemaCon is, it's just like, that. It's exactly what it sounds like. It's a convention for fucking movies. But they like released a bunch of trailers and stuff for it and put out a whole bunch of news. I think they showed footage at it, but like it wasn't released for the new Jumanji movie.
Yeah.
And they announced the title, which is Jumanji Into the Wild. Christine, what do you think Jumanji Into the Wild's about?
I mean, I read.
What do you think it's about?
Well,
I don't care what you read. What do you think it's about?
They're trapped inside the.
In the Jumanji?
In Jumanji.
Yeah.
So
I saw someone on Facebook being ridiculous, too. It was like, this is crazy. How can you have Jumanji and there not be the game in it? And they were just like, they obviously didn't read.
Yeah, no, people are fucked. No, because like the headline of the article is like, Jumanji not to feature a board game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then people are like, what? It's not going to, like, well, what's the point? I'm like, but it has a video game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah, it's a video game. They get trapped inside.
It was still like a significant part of like the board game was the jungle part. So it's like kind of true to it. Like it was Robin Williams was stuck in the jungle of the Jumanji thing.
Yeah.
And he popped out of it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not...
That movie's actually super dark if you like, go back and watch it.
Yeah, I know. All of Robin Williams' kids' movies are. Like the one where he ages super fast. You remember that one?
Yeah.
Like growing up or whatever, and he ages at four times the pace of a kid, and it's meant to be... it was like marketed as a children's movie. And
All those undertones of like... You don't realize when you're a kid how, like, dark it is.
I realized I was sad the whole time.
Yeah.
I was like, what are we watching?
But, like, just, like, Robin Williams' character in Jumanji is just, like, he got stuck in it as a kid or something, right?
Yeah.
And then, like, he just, like, lives his whole life and then comes back out. And he's back in the real world, but he's all he's known as Jumanji for, like, 50 years.
Yeah.
And they're like, welcome to the world.
Yeah, I know.
We have phones and internet and all this shit now.
And you've been in the jungle.
And you've been
in,
Jumanji.
Oh, my God. Full of
probably doesn't have a social insurance number.
I couldn't even imagine what inside Jumanji looks like.
I mean, now you'll find out with this new movie.
Yeah. True. That's what it answers.
It answers all of your questions.
For stoners like me.
Yeah.
Do you know what the cast is? It's pretty star-studded cast.
I hate that it has The Rock and Kevin Hart. It has Rock and Kevin Hart.
Rock and Kevin Hart. It's got Jack Black. It's got Karen Gillian. You probably don't know who that is. She's been in some things.
I think I know.
Playing.
He's just one of the people in Jumanji.
He's a cat in Jumanji.
He's a cat?
He's a cat.
Oh, he's caught. No, because no one's caught. Okay. So basically what it is I think it's like there's four kids, one of which is Nick Jonas, I think.
Oh, jeez.
They're like...
He's not a kid, though. He's like 35, like...
Yeah, he's like maybe late 20s.
Yeah, he's really? Like...
Because he was slightly older than us.
Yeah.
Because like when we were like preteens, they were like teenagers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I was...
Dead. Anywho, I should know more about this
than you.
They're
the same age as Miley.
Miley's like a year... She's like a 92. I think Miley started like a 92.
Yeah.
Anywho, so the plot synopsis of Jumanji. So there's like four kids. They're in detention, I think. And then they find like an old video game. Because that's a thing. I don't know. Plot holes already.
Yeah.
But they start playing it. It sucks them in. They become four characters in the video game.
Okay.
So basically like The Rock, Kevin Hart, Karen Gillian, and Jack Black are the kids. But they're like, they're the characters in the game.
That makes sense.
So they become the characters of the game.
It's really ridiculous, but it makes sense.
It makes sense.
All right.
So, like, The Rock has to, like, play a kid, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe Jack Black is Nick Jonas, because that's funny.
No, it's what they'll...
Yeah, that'd be funny.
Yeah, I think that would make sense. I could see
He'll probably sing.
Kevin Hart can play a good spastic kid, and The Rock, he's done it so many times.
Did you see that Central Intelligence movie?
No.
The Rock actually got some range. He's real funny in that movie.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
I'm just tired of, like, the Kevin Hart and Rock comedy.
They're, like, best buds. No, they're just, like, in everything together.
It's good. It's good, but it's, like, I can't. I just can't anymore. Like, I'm not going to talk shit about it. I just can't. It makes me cry.
You just can't even?
Can't even.
I can't even.
You know what you can even? Do you see the Spider-Man trailer?
Holy fuck, yeah.
Holy fuck.
I'm just...
What do you think? What do you think the plot of Spider-Man is, Christine?
I mean, they make it pretty obvious, like, so, like...
All right, spell it out for me.
Tony Stark is like, hey... Spider-Man. Here's a cool suit that morphs to your body. Which
yeah,
is,
that
like,
was
the
super cool.
Part of the trailer.
It's like all baggy and then it just like gets skin tight.
And it's like in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, because
it makes sense. Otherwise, that'd be a fucking cunt to put on if it's like skin tight.
That's what I always was like.
Yeah, how
do
you
get these things on? Like,
I mean, then that like Deadpool thing explained it because it's clearly a cunt to put on.
Yeah.
And Spider-Man's in a lot of the comics is when he was a teenager, not when he grew up. He would just wear it under his school clothes.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Like a loser.
It's ready to go.
But then I always wondered how he'd pee. But
what if he got pants?
It's got a little zipper. A little button fly.
Isn't he kind of a loser, like, in school-wise? And what if someone pants him? They're like, you're Spider-Man.
No, they probably would just be like, why are you wearing a Spider-Man costume under your fucking clothes, you loser?
That's true.
Fucking dirt.
Yeah, he said no one would be like, you're Spider-Man. They're like, you're a loser. Why are you dressing up like Spider-Man under your clothes?
Comic book, like, hey, you wear glasses, and now you're not who you look like without glasses. So
yeah.
They just
I mean, he wears a mask, so.
No, I know he does. I'm just saying.
All right, so what else happens in this movie? Tony Stark gives him a suit.
Yep, and then, like, he's like, all right, but, like, don't be crazy. Like, maybe that guy won't.
Keep doing your thing, stopping muggers. And...
Yeah, just be, like, a general hero for the city. But he's like, I want more than that. I want to fight the big old bad guys. And then he's not ready for that.
He's not ready for that.
So the suit gets taken away at some point?
Suit gets taken away.
And he has to go back to, like, a red hoodie.
I like that a lot. Yeah. He has, like, goggles.
Yeah, goggles and... And then he's still like, I'm still going to fight these bad guys. And I don't know. I feel like in the end, he'll probably end up,
Get the suit back.
Probably get the suit back and be part of, like...
And then Tony Stark will be like, I'm proud of you, son.
Yeah.
And he'll be like...
Oh, my God. You're like my dad.
You going to see it, Bailey? I mean, he also had a dad.
And a dad, yeah. But they mostly talk about him.
Yeah, because he dies, like, in the movie.
Yeah.
Do you think he'll have a flashback to his uncle dying? I hope so.
I vaguely remember reading something that, like, they're not going to do that.
Yeah, I think they said that.
Did anyone read that theory about the Deadpool trailer that showed up before...
Logan?
Before Logan, that, like, the guy who he didn't save, who died...
Oh, his Uncle Ben?
Was Uncle Ben, and, like...
No.
Yeah, that's funny.
That's awesome. That's really cool, actually. That's funny.
Right?
Yeah, no, I really want to see it. I always, like, I watched Spider-Man as a kid dreaming I could be Spider-Man. Spider-Man was, like, this
Spider-Man's
shit
the shit.
Spider-Man's, yeah. Because it's, like, a regular kid who just gets, like... These circumstances come, he gets, like, bit by a spider, and now he's like
the strongest of all the superheroes. Like, he fuck everybody up.
Yeah, he's pretty strong.
And he's just goofy and never takes anything serious. He was, like, he is the original Deadpool, too. They took the humor from him. and just made it more lewd.
Yeah, Deadpool's just based on Spider-Man. But
and based on the way this new Spider-Man was in, like, what was it, Avengers that he was in?
Civil War, yeah. Captain America Civil War.
How I always met.
It's like that, the whole, yeah, it's hilarious. He's just like this kid, like.
Just cracking wise. Yeah. I like wise cracks.
Shield and
Shields. You know what else there was wide cracks in? The Justice League trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What did you think about the Justice League trailer, Bailey? What do you think that movie's about, Christine?
Dressed up as a baddie. Dig it, bro.
Okay, let's pound just me. Talk about Aquaman for a minute. And let's just picture Aquaman.
That's like sploosh for Christine.
That, like...
Straight sploosh.
I know changed for to... Every... If I could fuck one celebrity. It's gonna be Aquaman now, because...
Does,
like,
does he dress up as Aquaman? Does he have the trident?
Yeah. You and didn't... he has to keep the tattoos, because, like...
I thought every girl wanted to fuck him after he was Khal Drogo.
I don't think she ever saw Game of Thrones.
No, so. I never did. So oh, this then, is the first time I've seen this guy.
Watch
and I'm
Game
like,
of Thrones,
hello.
And you'll need to tell.
I don't think
to
super rapey
home.
In Game of Thrones. He like straight up rapes a chick.
Well, no, he, yeah,
yeah,
he
like
rapes her the first
straight
time.
Up rapes.
The second time she stopped him, and he stopped though. It showed that he was learning. Like,
yeah, he was learning to not rape as much.
Touché.
Yeah,
They tried to justify the rape. Post rape.
They did a poor job.
Rape is never justifiable. Let's note that.
No, say no to rape.
Say no to rape. Back to Jason Momoa's hot body.
I'd give him a go.
What do you like about it most, Christine?
Is it the hair?
Muscular, long. I don't
know. Is it his shoulders?
Something.
Is it really sexy shoulders?
Is it the accent?
Like, oh, wow. All my other
Jeez.
She's just gonna binge Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I guess.
What was your favorite part of the trailer, since you're the Justice League guy?
I'm the Justice League guy.
Yeah.
What's my favorite part?
Yeah.
I liked when Aquaman jumped on the Batmobile and he jumped off to fight parademons.
Yeah.
Do either of you know what parademons are?
No.
Alright.
No, no.
Parademons. They're the fuck. Basically, so like the movie's gonna be about Darkseid, right?
Yeah.
If not Darkseid, it's gonna be about Steppenwolf, who's like Darkseid's son.
Yeah.
Darkseid is like he runs. He's like the king of a planet that's called Apocalypse.
Yeah.
With a K for some reason.
Yeah. Okay.
Apocalypse. Yeah. And so basically, they have what's called Mother Boxes, which is it's like a portal between like they use them. To make, in like, if you saw the Justice League animated series, you know they have like the boom tubes.
Yeah,
that's like the same technology. So it's like a space portal.
It's the dad used it to make Cyborg.
Well,
something?
He didn't intentionally do it. He was like studying it.
Okay.
And then like the mother box like activated because it's sentient.
Yeah.
And then it just like latched itself on to Cyborg, because I don't know if it's a theory or if it's like confirmed, but apparently back in the day.
Yeah.
There was, like, a battle with Apocalypse, or, like, yeah, some shit like that.
Okay.
With the Atlanteans and the Amazonians.
Yeah.
So both Atlantis and Amazon got a mother box. And then Earth got a mother box.
Okay.
And then they buried theirs under, like, the Earth people buried theirs. And you don't know if, like, they found that one or if Cyborg has a new one. Anywho, parademons are just, like, mindless soldiers.
Who gives the boxes?
There's these things called the New Gods.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
They're the, like, the good guy. They're the anti-apocalypse.
I'm going to ask one really nerdy question, Christine. I'm sorry. What the fuck is Mr. Mixel Piddle Tix or whatever? The floating guy with the top hat.
Mixel Pixit?
Mixel Piddle Sticks.
Mixel Pixit. You can't pronounce it. It's like, there's no... I think there's, like, no vowels. It's like Mixel Pixit.
Yeah.
He's just, like, some fucking mystical...
He's like the celestial being. Like,
nah, he's not that fucking... He's not like the end-all be-all. He's just like...
Just teleports in and out.
Yeah, he can do whatever the fuck he wants.
Okay, but sorry.
He's like omnipowerful. I don't know. He's some shit. He doesn't fucking... He's unimportant. Mixel Pixit is unimportant.
Okay.
It's all about Apocalypse has this mindless drone army that are parademons, and they just fucking... Who's the guy who owns slaves in Star Wars Episode 1? He looks... They look like that guy.
The flying guy?
The fucking guy who owns Annie.
It's
Annie.
Argo something.
Some shit.
Flotto. Watto.
Watto. They all look like Watto. And I like it a lot. And they've never done fucking parademons in anything.
Yeah.
And they give Batman an excuse to kill because they're just like fucking weird bug creatures.
Yeah,
so you can just light them up.
You see, he shot so many machine guns.
Oh, he just fucking... And this weird fucking... I'm just losing it. It's going
to
be great.
They just needed to find an excuse for Batman to kill things.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to give him like a mindless drone army.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
So, do you like that Cyborg is like Iron Man now, though?
Yeah, he never used to be able to fly.
Yeah. Do you think that's cool, Christine?
No, I think it makes most sense, yeah. You just gotta have, like, super cool things.
It's kind of hard not to have a fine superhero on your team other than Superman now.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah.
Like, they don't have a flying superhero.
Yeah, because Wonder Woman doesn't fly in this.
They don't have Hot Girl yet. They have to wait on that.
She doesn't fly in this.
Can she, like, jump?
She can jump real high.
Okay.
They'll but so can Aquaman.
Yeah, Aquaman can, like, fucking just launch himself.
Aquaman can do whatever he wants.
He can do whatever he wants.
I'll bet she'll learn to fly after the movie.
No.
It'll be, like, her coming of age if they make more Wonder Woman.
She's, like, super old. So, like, why would she just learn to fly now?
Can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Exactly.
Because all the Amazonians are dying, and she gets more power from her
people. It's fucking stupid. She's like, made from clay and shit.
Yeah.
You think they're doing that in this one? I hope so.
No.
Did you know the Wonder Woman was made from clay?
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, the embodiment of a perfect woman.
Yeah,
they, like, sculpted her from clay. Hippolyta? Hippolyta. Sculpted her from clay.
Well, because then that's because all the Greek gods are real in DC.
Yeah.
So.
But it's, like, not, like, Greek. It's, like, just fucking.
Same thing as Marvel, where there's, like.
There's Thor.
Thor.
They have Norse mythology.
They're, like, a different race rather than gods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some shit. Anyway, it's going to be a good flick.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good flick.
I'm interested.
10 out of 10. 20 out of 10.
20 out of 10 excited?
Like, that's the most.
You excited for the Aquaman movie?
Yeah.
What part? Two questions. When do you think the Justice League clip comes in of them walking in a line? When do you think they do that?
And I got a whole thing about that, but
when do you think Superman comes back?
They're the same thing. So they show at the end, they just like pan to all their faces. Mm-hmm. And if you like look at the background, it's like the same color as that fucking Justice League intro.
Yeah.
So like
they're gonna do you think he's gonna
so
fly down or
how
something?
I think the fucking
no, he does fly down in the thing, doesn't he?
No, Superman's not in the trailer.
But I mean in the actual intro in the Justice League.
No, they're all just walking.
Oh, okay.
Just them walking. But what's going to happen?
Sorry.
They're going to fight Steppenwolf, and there's going to be all the parademons, and they're going to win. And then Apocalypse is going to show up. Not Apocalypse. Darkseid's going to show up. And then they're not going to be able to fight him. And then Superman's going to come down.
And then
they're all going to do the walk.
Yeah.
And then they're going to just like all fight him at the same time. And then Batman's going to like throw batarangs or whatever he does.
Yeah. Probably shoot rocket launchers by that goddamn point.
Yeah.
That was a point in the trailer that I like too when he like you see him meet the Flash and he just like throws because he's like we need you or something and he's like I don't know what you're talking about and he like throws the
batarang at him
and then he's just like you're the batarang.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I really want to see how they use the Flash in it.
Yeah, I'm pretty pumped. Like,
yeah.
Flash is great. I love the show. Pretty pumped to see. Was it Ezra?
Ezra Miller.
Yeah, pretty pumped to see him play it.
He's like, seems quirky.
He's going to be like another funny.
He's like the excited kid.
He's playing the white version of a Donald Glover character.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Like, who did Donald Glover in like every movie he's been in plays the awkward, eccentric, weird dude.
Yeah, but you're acting like Donald Glover's like
not
a master of the craft.
It.
Yeah.
No, I'm just describing.
He's playing
I'm
an eccentric kid.
Yeah, eccentric kid. He's doing
the Donald Glover of. No,
same face, though. Same eccentric notions.
Alright.
Yeah?
Yeah, alright.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Fine.
Last Jeff's movie minute.
Much more than
a minute.
Movie minute.
You know what? All right, it's been like you made me fucking explain Justice League, and I got really erect.
No, it was good. It was good.
DJ Khaled is going to star in Pitch Perfect 3. Bailey, have you?
Sorry.
Yeah, just cut me off.
No,
it's fine.
Go, Christine.
It's fine.
This is you. Run.
It's your show.
I just haven't read it, and I'm assuming is he like going to be like a judge or something?
It's in an unconfirmed role.
Yeah, unconfirmed role, but that he's one of the main stars.
All right.
I bet, you know, they had Adam Devine?
Yeah.
Levine?
Not Levine.
It's Devine.
It's Devine. The guy from, the guy who was in, like, the boy band.
Workaholics.
Oh.
In Pitch Perfect 2? You know, they had.
Maroon 5.
Not the guy from, he wasn't in fucking Pitch Perfect.
The Workaholics guy that was in
Adam Devine.
Yeah.
They were going to have him, like, do that. He's going to have, like, his little fucking singing group. It's going to be the DJ Khaled singing group. And he's going to be the hype man of it.
Is he playing himself?
No.
DJ Khaled has to be playing himself.
You think?
That's why I feel like he's going to be a judge. He's going to be like the judge of the competition. He's like, I'm DJ Khaled, and that was great. And they're going to be like, thank you.
I don't
know. Do you think, like, I don't think DJ Khaled would agree to be in a movie like that and not be himself.
Yeah,
he would be
himself.
In like American Gangster and be someone else, but he wouldn't be in Pitch Perfect 3 and play someone else.
It plays like a kid in school. I'd like that.
He's too big to be a kid in school. He's like fucking
Freshman DJ Khaled.
Hey,
I hope he doesn't.
Snoop can do it for Mac and Devin. I think DJ Khaled can.
Yeah, that was a whole different story. And that was a terrible movie. So, did you see the other Pitch Perfects, Bailey?
I saw the one with Adam Devine. That's the second one. That's the one I saw.
Yeah,
that's I saw that. It's just like, okay, I'll give this a try. Workaholics guys in it, and that's the one with the rocker girl and the headphones, right? Or is that another movie I'm mixing up? If the girl makes beats in her headphones and she's a rebel and always listening to her mixes while they're singing choruses, but it's the same thing, really.
Well, that's the whole point, is that she's like, hey, because they're just doing stupid old songs and using old routine. The whole thing was like, hey, like, I figured out how to, like, morph music together so that it, like, flows into each other, because, like, she's using her, like, DJ skills, and they're like, whoa.
Anna Kendrick, the DJ.
Yeah,
I just always, like, for me, it was like, no one thought of this in, like, 2012. When the movie came out, like, this, no one ever thought of, like, let's mix our crappy songs with some new music.
Yeah, but it's a whole
it's a very old school trade.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, it's like a theater group. Were they
acapella
a theater group?
It's acapella groups.
That's the whole thing, and then they're also doing the beats themselves in the back. So, like, it's all. That's why it was like, I can use my DJ skills and I know how to, like, make beats without making beats. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
that's why it was cool.
Okay.
Yeah, it's about acapella. You don't even know shit.
Yeah. You obviously did.
Jeff's movie minute is over. I'm upset.
I don't know shit about Pitch Perfect.
Actually, I guess it's not over, because our whole topic this week, we're going to talk about more movies.
More movies.
More movies. Please. Specifically, because my favorite news that came out this week, I don't know if it was this week. I'm going to say this week. They announced that because Beauty and the Beast is suspected to do so well, they're going to make like fucking 400,000 other live-action Disney movies.
Okay.
Thank you for the contribution, Bailey.
I'm excited.
Okay.
I'm ready for the stories. Like, I want the actual names.
You're like ready to go.
I'm ready.
I mean, are you excited?
I'm super excited.
Just in general.
I'm very excited.
Did you see Beauty and the Beast, Bailey?
Did I see it? It's not out. It's out already.
Yeah, I saw it.
Oh, Jesus, I've been tripping. I actually did want to see it.
Yeah, it's really good.
I at least wanted to give it a try and not be a snarky fuck about this one.
It's getting me really excited about all the other ones that are coming out, because they did it really well.
It's a really good PR move. I was thinking about it, because, like, they picked the most, like, sexist, controversial one and made it into a beautiful, modern, like, live-action
movie.
Yeah, because
she actually sings a song in it where she's just, like, because Gaston's trying to get her.
Isn't this rapey?
She's basically, like, I don't want to be his wife, because, like, I can pick who I want to be with, and I don't want to be with him, and he needs to figure that out. And I was like, yes.
Yeah, you tell him.
You tell him.
So I by no means am demeaning the movie, but it was like a good move to pick that one.
No, it looks like shit. But anyway, so what we're going to do. Hey, Ewan McGregor was in it? I don't know. I like Ewan McGregor. Ah, I'll see it. So what we're going to do, I'm going to run through the list of what's like somewhat confirmed that they're making movies out of. And you guys are going to tell me whether you think it's a good idea, bad idea. How stoked are you? Maybe who should be cast in it? Right. Probably me.
Okay. All right. Jack the Cat.
Jack the Cat.
Next role.
In Mulan as the dragon.
As the dragon. There you go.
Yes.
But yeah, Mulan. Scheduled to be released November of next year.
Oh, so I predicted that right. I actually made that up without looking at
it. Yeah, Mulan.
I'm stoked on that.
But there's like no.
Once again, PR move. Shit.
PR move. Why is that?
Make sure they don't use another woman empowerment.
Oh, they won't. She won't.
They can't. If they do, like, no.
That's like the one thing of casting that comes out is like, we're searching for like a Chinese actress.
Yeah. Need someone who fits.
I can't remember the name. There's
Lucy Liu.
Whatever. There's a lot more Chinese actors coming over though now.
The chick from Iron Fist.
That would be good. Yeah, the chick from Iron Fist.
She would be perfect.
That'd be a good Mulan.
She's that bitch's badass.
Yeah.
So badass.
What do you think they should do with the dragon?
Just
Eddie Murphy? No, Chris Rock? Chris Tucker?
Not Chris Tucker.
Who was it?
Eddie Murphy played.
Cat Williams. Cat Williams got to be the dragon.
No, that'd be terrible.
That'd be fantastic.
Terrible. I would not want
it was Chris that. Tucker last time, right?
It was Eddie Murphy.
Was it Eddie Murphy?
I'm pretty sure it was Eddie Murphy.
I'm going with Chris Tucker on this one. His voice was high.
Was it?
I could be wrong. They could have used Eddie Murphy and made him a higher voice.
I think it was... No, it's... I don't know. I'm kind of torn.
He had a higher voice. That's all I know.
No, I think it was Eddie Murphy. I'm going with Eddie Murphy. Went with Eddie Murphy.
Okay,
Christine, Google faster.
Eddie Murphy.
Nailed it.
Good job, Christine. You're awesome. Thank you for Googling.
Yeah, you guys are, I assume you guys are both excited for that, right?
Yeah, no, I think that's really good. I think that it's the best option they have. It doesn't have too much fantastical shit. It's a good, solid story overall.
Yeah. Yeah.
How did they... No, that's a distraction. Because then, like, if they... How did they do the teacups in Beauty and the Beast? Like, so then how will they do the dragon in Mulan? Because I didn't see Beauty and the Beast.
How do they do the teacups, Christine?
Did they make the teacups look more realistic and shit? Or
did they look like actual teacups?
It was an actual teacup. But it had, like, a face on it. It sounds really lame, but the best one was the lantern.
The shit.
Like, Lumiere.
Lumiere?
Because... How they
wasn't that
it,
Patrick
like,
Stewart?
He actually had like a person's body.
No, that was what's
his
fuck.
And then his
fuck?
Arms came out with candles, and then
who is Ewan McGregor?
Okay.
And then when he like turned back,
Stanley Tucci.
Candle,
that was Stanley
was,
Tucci.
Like, the body part disappeared, and he was just actually like the candlestick. Oh, yeah, no, it was
no,
pretty
that's
good.
Awesome. That's awesome.
It
so,
was good. They did really good job.
All right, moving along. Lion King.
The dragon.
Lion King. What do you think? It's going to be directed by Jon Favreau, same guy who did The Jungle Book.
Then yes.
Did you see The Jungle Book? The Jon Favreau one? Because
no,
they made two in like a month.
I didn't see it.
Everything looks pretty good.
I just like the
they sang the bare necessities.
Baloo. I like the classic Baloo, like the cartoony. Like The Lion King would probably be better with that aesthetic. I just didn't want to see The Jungle Book in that like realism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want a goofy panther, not like a real panther. It's fucking terrifying.
Yeah, it's all got to be like Lion. I just don't understand why they're like, we got to make a live action movie with that's all animals.
Yeah, it makes no sense to me.
Literally
you
all animals.
Like, voice it with people, but then it's, I don't know, it's gonna be stupid. I don't know.
It like just means like it's not live action. It's just CGI. It's all CGI.
Yeah.
So like very loosely using the term live action Disney.
Yeah, exactly. Because well, unless they get a bunch of
it's like mocap
Cumberbatches to fucking play all the lions.
Yeah.
Yeah, we played the dragon.
Played the dragon and the Hobbit.
Yeah.
You just get, oh fuck, what's his name? The guy who did the fucking everything.
The guy who did everything. The Smeagol guy.
The Smeagol guy.
Yeah.
Who did Planet of the Apes? I always forget his name.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know his name.
But yeah, good idea, bad idea, Lion King.
I think bad.
Bad. Timon and Pumbaa.
You want a live action Timon
like,
and Pumbaa?
I want Lion King 1.5 live action. I want just the Timon and Pumbaa.
Just Timon and Pumbaa.
2 hours of it. Straight.
Yeah, I'd be down for that.
Eating Beatles and singing. That's my jam.
All right.
This next one is kind of odd, but that's weird as the director. They're going to make a Dumbo movie directed by Tim Burton.
That could be
okay, I'll watch it.
Actually, I wouldn't have watched it. Until you just said that it was Tim Burton, and I'm pretty done.
Because it's going to be, like, dark and shit?
Yeah. It is pretty dark.
This is, like, the first one they said they were going to make, like, back when they started doing this.
Yeah.
And just kept getting pushed back and pushed back, because Tim Burton's probably a crazy person.
It's taking too long.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm not surprised.
I've never watched that.
I mean, he made Alice in Wonderland look real cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm pretty sure he can make Dumbo work.
Yeah, he can probably make Dumbo work. I mean, I hated that Alice in Wonderland movie. But
it looked cool.
It looked good. Yeah. It looked good.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's all.
Yeah,
Disney
he didn't like write the script, so
that's all Disney cares about.
Yeah,
they just want to make it look pretty.
I mean, I think they care about the songs. But anyway, the next one I'm super excited about. That's why I want to get to it. It's Aladdin. That's like the best pick.
Amazing.
Yeah.
What?
I want Little Mermaid. I want to see the Little Mermaid's tail just flopping about.
Yeah, but there's controversy over that.
There is there.
Yeah, well, in the sense that, like, some other company was like, hey, we're going to make The Little Mermaid before you, so screw you.
No, there's someone else is making a Mulan movie, too.
Oh, jeez.
It happens with, like, everything.
Yeah.
I had to explain her the concept of, like, free rights proprietorship.
Yeah.
That, like, anyone can just make fucking movies because no one owns it.
Yeah.
Now you know.
Now I know.
That's why there's, like, a million fucking Robin Hood movies.
Yeah.
And, like, everyone just makes a Three Musketeers every once in a while.
Yeah.
Okay, but sorry, ADD. Aladdin.
Aladdin. Yeah. Who should play Aladdin? Gotta be like a
Slumdog Millionaire boy.
Slumdog Millionaire guy?
He's getting pretty. He's in a bunch of stuff now.
He's the age for it now, too. Like, he would be aged well. He would look like an adult.
Because he was just in that movie. What was that movie? The Lion or something? I never saw it, but my grandma.
Life of Pi?
No, it was called The Lion.
The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Yeah, it was like a serious,
yeah.
But my grandma said he was amazing in it.
Yeah, he was like an immigrant to London or some crazy shit like that. I didn't see it.
But I would think that he would probably be.
I think he could rock it, and he's Disney friendly, and he can sing. He did, but like it's stereotypical. But I think he proved his chops.
That movie's gonna be so good. I feel like because it's such a colorful, like vivid.
Yeah.
Like it's gonna be cool. Like.
It will be touchy to do like Middle Eastern cultures, but at the same time, it will be good to have like a positive vision and positive Disney thing on it. But I like, how do they make the magic carpets not look like racist and weird?
Why would it look racist? It's a carpet.
Someone's gonna find some shit.
But it's already someone existing. Will find it's an some existing stereotype. Story. Like you can't be like that'd be like saying like Mulan, like oh that's.
I bet just type it into Google. And
I mean, if you like list, like go back and like listen to the songs in Aladdin, it's like kind of racist.
He's like the intro song, the original intro.
The original song intro racist song is racist. They had to like edit some shit out because it was so racist, and that's still kind of racist.
Yeah, it says something about in a land where you get your head chopped off and your hands if you steal.
Yeah, they just like took out the head chopped off. Now you just get your hands chopped off if you steal. And then Jasmine almost gets her hands chopped off in that movie because she stole.
There you go.
Fucking princess.
Sharia law.
I mean, just take out the part where her hand almost gets cut off. They like never address it again.
Yeah, true.
Anyway, the next one, I'm pretty excited about it.
Genie, hold on, Genie.
Who should play the genie? Robin Williams.
He's not possible.
They just use the same voice actor.
That would be
fucking
dope if they did that. Just use the exact same voiceover.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah.
That'd be dope.
You thought I was kidding. I thought I was just being a dick and I like didn't know he was dead. Yeah, he's dead. I'm aware.
No,
just use the same fucking voice.
I don't know if they'll do that, but it would be like cool if they did.
Yeah.
They probably won't, but it's going to be like fucking Will Ferrell or something.
Oh my God.
I'll take Will Ferrell.
It's going to be Kevin Hart, probably.
John C. Reilly.
John C. Reilly. Yeah. Kevin Hart will be a boo.
Ron Swanson.
The next one. The Christopher Robin movie.
Yeah.
Excited. Bailey has no idea who that is.
It's Winnie the Pooh, isn't it?
Hey, you got it.
It's the kid from
Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, it was fucking... Same diff, pal. What about it?
So
they're gonna make him look more like a teddy bear, or they're gonna make him look more like a real bear?
Christopher Robin? I assume they're gonna make him look like a person. But
fuck off.
It's gonna be an adult Christopher Robin. That's pretty much all they've announced.
But so it's like, is Winnie the Pooh gonna be a bear, or is he gonna be like a
bear.
Thunder Buddy bear?
He's going to be like, what's that fucking Paddington? He's going to be like Paddington.
Did they make a live action of Paddington?
They did, yeah. Very recently, like last year.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I had no idea.
Paddington's the one with like the yellow rain hat. And like, yeah, they just made a Paddington movie.
How did you know that?
I know all things, Bailey. It's Jeff's movie minute. Like,
okay. All the children's movies.
All the children's movies. But, you know, so plot synopsis. So it's going to be like... Christopher Robin's like a businessman. He's like all grown up. Really want to shout it out. And then Winnie the Pooh shows up on his doorstep.
No, they're making Disney Ted.
What?
They're making a Disney version of
Ted? No, they're making Paddington.
I don't think they're going to smoke weed.
Yeah, they're not going to.
Christopher Robin's story.
But they'll eat cake and have messy slumber parties and stuff. It'll just be...
Yeah, it's kind of Ted. He's got a point.
Ted,
yeah.
But like
future. It's like, I can't be friends with you because I'm in love with this woman and I'm a businessman. It's like, but Christopher, what would I do without you? And then somehow he finds...
This is getting weird.
He finds Eeyore and then they all get depressed because Eeyore's...
Eeyore's so sad.
Of sadness.
No, Eeyore probably killed himself.
Oh, God.
Yeah, has it been that long?
Adult version of Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, what if it's like dark and gritty?
Yeah,
do they bring
like,
in all the other critters?
I don't know.
Like Piglet?
Do I assume...
What do you want?
I want them to not make this movie, but if I get to choose the parameters of the movie.
Well, fuck you then, Christine. If they have a Winnie the Pooh movie, do you want all the critters?
Yeah.
Yeah? What's your favorite critter?
Piglet.
Why Piglet?
Because
it's
so cute.
Yeah.
It's a little pig.
It's cute. It's a little pig. It's always really happy. Is it he or she? I forget.
I think it's a he.
Well, yeah.
I think it was androgynous.
I think you're androgynous.
Like
But he was always like the happy, like...
You say, like, Prince?
Yeah.
Pretty sure Prince had a dick.
No, it's just... Knew. No one knew.
No one knew?
Everyone knew.
I think it was...
No one
knew.
He wore makeup.
Yeah. He liked to wear blouses. It's a mystery. Just a man wearing a blouse. It's not that confusing.
Prince was not a human, okay?
Okay.
Prince could fly.
The next one is probably the most shocking cast news you'll ever hear. Oliver Twist.
Oh, fuck.
The only thing that's been released is that... It's a new spin on Oliver Twist, written and starring Ice Cube.
What? That's not real.
The idea is to put a hip-hop spin on the Charles Dickens story.
What?
Yeah.
What?
How excited are we?
I feel like you're making this shit.
I just started making them up.
I think he wrote his own article here. It's like editing on Wikipedia. That can't be real.
I thought the Winnie the Pooh one, I was trying to, like, prod, but no, that's
not. They're making an Ice Cube Oliver Twist.
No, no.
I believe when I see it.
They're not
insane.
Doing that.
Did they not read that out loud? To go, like,
to put a hip-hop spin on a Charles
Dickens. And they're like, wait, that sounds
that's
stupid.
How you, no, it's just like Disney executives be like, how do we get more kids into the cinema?
Oh, my God.
We'll get in this Ice Cube, and we'll put a hip-hop spin on Oliver Twist.
Has Ice Cube brought more people to the movie?
Yeah, have you seen Are We Here Yet?
Or the NWA
like
movie
10 years ago.
That he wrote and coached his
I don't think the Disney guys have any idea about the NWA movie.
But they do. They killed shit. It was a good
didn't even do that great
movie. It's the best biopic ever.
What do you? I don't even.
But either way.
Decided by you?
But yeah. Either way, so
that
was the best selling.
Bailey's best biopic.
The best selling biopic ever? Like, next to who? Who else would sell better?
The Jobs movie?
I think it's still better than Steve Jobs.
Which one?
The Ashton Kutcher.
Moving on. James and the Giant Peach.
I'm bummed.
Yep, that's about all I have to say about that one.
I watched that movie. Like
I'm cool, but the movie.
Who plays the peach?
Who plays the peach? What type of peach? What flavor of peach?
Is it a Georgia peach? Is it played by The Rock? Kevin Hart plays James?
The first one gave me nightmares, so I don't want to see that. That's all I have to say. It gave me nightmares. That spider lady is fucking terrifying.
Little Wimp?
Little Wimp?
Fuck that.
Any thoughts on James and the Giant Peach? You excited?
Yeah, I'm pumped.
That's going to be a good one.
I have that on VHS still.
10 out of 10?
10 out of
10. 10 out of 10 would watch again.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll see. But I would watch
it. Watch it at least the first time.
Yeah.
Next one. Christine's excited about this one, too. They're making a 101 Dalmatians movie.
Again.
But it's a prequel about Cruella de Vil starring... Why? Emma Stone.
Picture it. You can picture it. Because before they even said who it was, I'm like, it's going to be Emma Stone.
How she gets evil, how many Dalmatians are in it.
It's like Maleficent. Questions. You ever seen Maleficent?
Yeah.
It's like that, but with Cruella de Vil. Yeah. My thoughts exactly.
I don't know. I think it's going to be
cool. I like the Dalmatians.
You just watch anything that Emma Stone's in.
Yeah.
I
mean, I've never seen her in a bad movie. She's usually...
Yeah.
She's pretty good.
No, I don't think the movie will be bad necessarily. I'm just,
I think it's a good thought because like
I want to see Puppy.
I really don't care about Cruella de Vil.
Done as a live action.
I think you're thinking of the Air Bud movies.
No, 101 Dalmatians has for sure been
done
as a live action.
I think you're thinking
of
Beethoven.
No,
it was. I remember
it was,
that
100%.
Shit.
I think
like
really
to do
badly
a new
done.
One where it's like a prequel. I think
yeah, no, it's a good call.
That's a good call.
Good business decision, Disney.
But Air Bud, yes.
The next two, I'm gonna put the next two together because I'm not down with either of them. They're making a new Peter Pan and a Tink movie.
Ugh, not
I don't know. Tink?
Tinkerbell.
Oh. Yeah, people will go for that.
Starring Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, fuck yeah, people will go for that.
Fuck yeah.
Okay, maybe
Reese Witherspoon's like been doing some big shit.
Yeah, so with
yeah.
Fucking
she's
household
like
star.
She's like,
yeah, she's old as fuck.
She's not that old.
She's like in her 40s.
She's gotta be 48.
It should be like...
Oh, sorry, 48. I was 2 years off.
I'm sorry, 50 is a line, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this.
You need to get your lasers
but
done.
Another Peter Pan movie? No? They should probably just stop making them?
Just fucking give up, bro. Too much Peter Pans. You know how many Peter Pan movies Disney has made? I think it was four. I think there was four on that list. There was like two animated and the Robin Williams one, and then some other one hidden in there somewhere.
Yeah, there's been a lot.
Nah, not cool. Not cool, bro.
Moving on? No more Peter Pans?
For you to interrupt
yeah,
me.
No more Peter Pans. Next one I'm actually excited for, but Christine thinks it's shrouded in controversy, The Little Mermaid.
Shrouded in controversy.
I don't know. It'll be good.
You gotta pick a good release date, that's all I think.
Tomorrow. Put it out tomorrow.
Yeah, that'll
what,
be fun.
What if Jason Momoa is the lead?
What, you could play like...
He's gonna play The Little Mermaid.
The prince.
You
could play the
no, you could play like her dad.
Fuck the dude is.
Yeah, he can play the dad. I don't think he can play...
The prince. The prince has to be like...
He has to be like a pretty boy.
A pretty boy. Okay. Jason Momoa's the bad boy.
Yeah. Oh, the bad
that's
boy.
That's why I'm into it.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ.
That's why she likes me. You stoked for this one, Bailey?
I think it would be cool. Dude, only if they let... Is Gilbert Gottfried was in that one? Was he... No. Wasn't he one of the sea creatures?
Under the sea. You're talking about... That's not Gilbert Gottfried.
No, but he was one of the other sea creatures, wasn't he?
I don't think Gilbert Gottfried was in that movie, dude.
Fine, but who...
I think he was Flounder.
Who's the lobster? Who's the lobster?
Sebastian?
Sebastian.
Who plays Sebastian?
Yeah, who plays Sebastian?
The Rock, and Kevin Hart is Flounder.
Probably, actually.
That would be a good one. I could get behind that one.
This is a podcast about what The Rock and Kevin Hart can play in movies?
Yeah, anything. Anything. They're the best duo in movies.
Men in Black.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
They could be the whole of the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, just the two of them. They both play two Ninja Turtles each.
Exactly.
Moving on. Sword in the Stone.
Arthur?
Sword in the Stone.
Yeah, so it's like an Arthur story? Like, what the fuck is Sword in the Stone?
You never saw Sword in the Stone?
No, I didn't.
It's basically like the King Arthur story.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's a good animated movie, but like...
It's a below average animated movie.
Like, I liked it one time, and then I didn't want to watch it again.
The next one I'm pretty excited about, though. So we can just skim over Sword in the Stone.
Yeah.
Because it's probably going to be garbage. Pinocchio.
It is on the list.
It's on the list.
I'm so excited. That's going to be so good.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep.
Man.
Yep, yep, yep.
Because I feel like the animation, making his nose grow and everything, and like, I'm in a real boy, all that.
Geppetto, hey, I think it'll be good.
Cool. Geppetto would be cool. I like Geppetto.
Fucking Jiminy Cricket?
Jiminy Cricket.
Yeah, Jiminy
Geppetto's just like the world's worst father.
Yeah.
You're right.
That's just terrible. You know, the fucking... So he has a kid. He's like been waiting his whole life to have a kid. First day, he's like, better get to sleep because tomorrow off to school with you. Like, the kid just became real. And he's like, oh, how did he get lost? I just sent him out in the world. It's like 7 hours after he was created into existence.
Yeah.
Fuck that movie, dude. Geppetto's just like the worst human being in the world.
Yeah, I agree.
So many plot holes in that movie.
Oh, yeah, that's terrible.
Is it a live action?
Oh, yeah.
No, Geppetto will just be played by Kevin Hart. And
yeah.
The Rock will be Pinocchio.
I think it would be opposite, but all right.
No, giant Pinocchio.
No, because the
you
Kevin...
just eat Geppetto.
Oh, God. It's terrifying.
Ben, that'll be good.
Yeah.
That'll be good.
I will watch that. For sure.
That's the list.
Oh, that's the list?
That's the list.
There's still circuses in it? Does Pinocchio still get to join the circus?
I wouldn't say he gets to join the circus. It wasn't like a good deal.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember how that movie went down?
Barely.
Really not.
Okay. Let me tell you the plot of Pinocchio before. We're going to take a break after this.
Okay.
But, so basically, Geppetto prays. He's like, oh, I wish I had a real son. So he's a puppet maker. The fucking Pinocchio comes to life.
He was the star or whatever.
Yeah, whatever fucking bullshit. Yeah. And some fairy comes down,
turns him
into a kid. But it's like, if you want to be a real boy, you got to be honorable and brave and like some bullshit. And then so Pinocchio wanders off to go to school, gets kidnapped by like a fox, I think.
Yeah.
Fox sells him to the circus. The circus, what the circus does, it's all an elaborate ruse.
Okay.
Christine's looking to see if I'm reading this off. I fucking know all this off the top of my head. It's all an elaborate ruse.
Okay.
All the circus does is it turns kids into donkeys.
Okay.
For some reason, it's like...
I remember the kids
turning they all get turned into donkeys.
I didn't know the circus did that.
It's like some evil fat guy who's like, has the kids come, they play in the circus, and then they get turned into donkeys, which I assume they sell for profit.
asses everywhere.
Asses everywhere. It's the time.
Got ass for sale.
Meanwhile, Geppetto, while looking for Pinocchio, gets eaten by a whale.
Oh, yeah.
Is inside the whale with his cat.
Then
Pinocchio has to go save him.
Once, he has to be brave.
Once he gets freed from the circus, speaking of him being brave, there's a whole scene. Pinocchio makes one friend. I forget his name. It's not important. We'll call him Chet. His best friend, Chet, is turning into a donkey. And he's like, Pinocchio, save me. Like, tell somebody. Pinocchio just dips. Just fucking jumps off a cliff. Gets the fuck out of there. While Chet turns into a donkey.
Did you recently watch this movie?
No. It's been a while.
Sounds so traumatized by this.
I don't like that movie, man. So many plot holes. I need to take it.
Turn into a donkey. This is ridiculous.
God. That was like my
Your mom's like, would you like to go to the circus?
I'm like, no. They turn kids into donkeys for profit, I guess, Mom? I don't know.
Why do they turn into donkeys, Mom?
I'm like really stressed out right now. We need to take a break. We'll be back after the break.
I'm sweaty too.
God, I'm out.
Splash around to get his attention and then
Down here is your home.
Ariel, listen to me. The human world, it's a mess. Life under the sea is better than anything they got up there. The seaweed is always greener in somebody.
And we're back. Did you have a good break, Christine?
I did.
She got herself all dolled up.
I did.
She got herself all dolled up.
All dolled up.
Yeah. Anywho, since I spent 45 minutes talking about Pinocchio.
Hey, it was fun.
We got to talk about movies that aren't on that list that we think they should make live action versions of.
Yeah. So, Christine.
Christine, what do you got?
Recess.
The TV show.
Also a movie?
I don't believe you.
It's a movie.
It's a movie, isn't it?
It is.
Bailey?
Yes, it is a movie.
It's not a movie.
It's recess. School's out. And school was out, and it became this trap where they had recess so long, they were trying to figure out how to get back to school.
Oh, that sounds god-awful.
Because the school was closed, and they used some weird magic that their dad had in a treehouse.
Wait, they used magic?
It was technology that Gretchen made that was really magical. And then they fixed time, and they fixed the school, and they all got to go back so that they could have their allocated time of recess.
Their allocated recess time. Because recess is only fun if you ever not have recess.
But so what,
otherwise, you're just homeless.
What character would you want to see from recess, though?
I want to see probably Swing Girl.
Swing Girl?
I like Swing Girl.
Why Swing Girl?
Because she has a cool hat.
Touché.
I'm a sucker for a good hat.
Christine?
Characters on
that. Yeah, just pick one.
Like
King Bob?
Yeah, King Bob was pretty good with the unibrow.
But you seem like a Gretchen to me.
Yeah, I mean, Gretchen's pretty great with all her sciences. When she was like, hey, everyone want to watch like the solar eclipse? And they were like, what is that? And she made like that like thing to see
the pinhole projector?
It was great. I was like, this is what I want to be. And guess what? I became a scientist.
Now you're a scientist.
Now I'm a scientist.
Am I a TJ?
We still have to put your diploma on the wall.
I know.
We got to do that.
I got a framing guy.
I live with a scientist. You just go to fucking Walmart and buy a frame. When you have a framing guy. Shut the fuck up, man.
I'm not going
to a framing guy.
Thanks.
That's not even a perfect. You just put something into a frame. Takes 5 seconds.
Because there's different types of frames. There's fitting. How much matting you want? How much depth you want on the matting? If you want a gloss, what material?
God, you're the fucking worst. You know that? What's your movie pick?
What? Well, what's my movie pick? I want to see Ratatouille.
You want to see Ratatouille?
Real mouse in a restaurant.
Yeah, real mouse in a restaurant cooking food, trying to get by just tugging on some dude's hair.
Or a rat, I guess, not a mouse.
Yeah, not a mouse. What's that movie where Jon Favreau's a chef?
Chef.
Would it be like Chef?
Yeah, a lot like Chef, but with a rat under your head.
Would Jon Favreau play the chef? Who plays the chef?
The same guy who played the chef from the animated one, you the comic book guy from Big Bang Theory, the guy who owns the comic book shop in Big, you just pick him, let him do it too.
He's not tall enough.
Just let him do it again, anyways.
He's got to be a tall guy.
He's got to be a return actor.
It'd be Jim Parsons.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it should be Jim Parsons.
It'd be Jim Parsons.
No, Jim Parsons too sad.
Do they
all the
sing
time.
In Ratatouille?
Yeah, a little bit. They sing some Jimmy Jim.
I don't think they
Jimmy
sing.
Jimmy Jims.
I don't think they sing.
I feel like they might.
Because the mouse doesn't talk, right?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. The rat sang once. I thought the rat sang once.
Maybe not, because he grabs his hair to tell him what to do.
Yeah, the rat
right?
doesn't talk.
That's more accurate.
He talks eventually. He
no,
just
I
didn't
don't
want
think
to
the
tell
rat,
the guy that he talked to.
I don't think the rat talks.
Oh, fuck it. I don't want to talk
no,
to
I'm talking rat.
Okay, no, Jeff, you. What one do you want to see?
I want to see Lilo and Stitch.
That's solid. Who plays Stitch?
Jack Black.
Why Jack Black?
I mean, he just, like, doesn't talk, right? He just, like, makes noises, so it's just...
No, at one point he goes, I love you, I'm pretty sure.
Ohana means family. Yeah
he says some, like, shit,
yeah. Yeah, he always he speaks
but
the right
But he's more or less just like... Rah, rah.
Yeah.
It's like me, I guess, because I did that pretty good, I think.
Yeah, that was pretty much it. Yeah. Otherwise, he just says, I love you and Ohana.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's awesome, though.
Yeah, it's a good pick.
The green alien, what are the side character alien names?
I forget their names. I meant to look that up actually.
But the guy who plays SpongeBob
Z
plays
Bloop
the lanky
and
one.
Tom Kenny.
Z Bloop and Tom Kenny. They're
Why
they're pretty good characters.
The guy who voices
too.
SpongeBob's
Wally West. Wally West.
No, Wally West is fucking it's, the Flash.
Is Kid Flash.
Jesus, it's West something. Not Adam.
It's
West.
It's Tom Kenny.
Tom Kenny. Tom Kenny?
I think it's Tom Kenny. I don't know. I can look it up if you want, but I'm pretty sure it's Tom Kenny.
It's not that big a deal.
I think it's Tom Kenny.
What about A Bug's Life?
It's just bugs.
See, Bug's Life live action.
I hate that shit.
A bunch of ants freaking out about crickets.
I mean, that would be ants, right?
Yeah, just sit ants.
Oh, no, Bug's Life is about ants.
Yeah.
I thought I was thinking, like, the movie Ants.
Yeah. Yeah, but that was the lame ripoff of A Bug's Life.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
What else you got?
What else do I got?
What else you got?
I got...
Do you have a serious one that's not fucking Ratatouille?
No. I have another jokey one, but not a serious
What else
one.
You got?
I got Wall-E.
That could be good.
Just the hand it over to a depressing director, get some Snyder in there, get it all gritty and dark, and over exemplify how fat all the people are, and just
yeah, make them like really gross fat people.
Yeah, just make it a real dark movie, just like Batman, and it will be good.
Wasn't there only robots in that movie?
No,
I think I slept through the end of that.
Wall-E fell in love with Eva. But the whole point was Wall-E was cleaning up Earth because we fucking polluted the fuck out of it. So they went on this safety cruiser and everyone got lazy and fat.
And they just like sat in chairs and like food was just like all they never got out of their chairs. And they're all just big old fat people.
And they were all fed by like By and Large, which was like Costco. And they just ate from By and Large all day. And
By and Large.
Wall-E taught everyone the value of humanity and existence. And love with Eva. A robot that he could never actually make love with, which is real sad. When
it's
you think
sad.
About it, he can't reproduce with another robot.
Mm-hmm. Can't be done.
All he wanted to do was bang her one time.
You can do that in Futurama. Fun Futurama fact.
Can we just get a live-action Futurama movie instead?
Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be good.
I'd like that. I'd be very happy with that. My pop filter is...
What other, like non-Disney fucking animated movies would you want live-action? I guess Futurama's a good pick.
I didn't even think about that.
You should have.
Gundam.
I was going to ask you.
Gundam.
Gundam?
Gundam.
That's a terrible... Just basically the Power Rangers movie?
Yeah, exactly. Just
what about
Power Rangers movie.
The Iron Giant?
Oh!
Yeah.
Yeah, I want the Iron
Giant.
The
Iron Giant's pretty... You never saw the Iron Giant, did you?
I don't think I did, no.
Yeah, the Iron Giant's...
The Iron Giant's like the best version of the Hulk and all that, like, just combined.
Break down the plot of the Iron Giant.
You break down the plot of the Iron Giant.
I mean, it's going to take me 45 minutes. Okay. So this, like, robot basically crash lands on Earth, has no memory of anything.
Okay.
And just, like, this kid finds him, they become buddies. The Iron Giant, like, sees Superman or something somewhere, so he, like, wants to be Superman.
Okay.
And they're, like, it's like a buddy, like, cop comedy.
Yeah.
They're just, like, hanging out, once, like, huge, like, it's like 10-story tall robot.
The kid knows he found an alien.
Okay.
And the kid knows he found an alien, so he's trying to hide that
he's
like
hide
friends
it.
With
okay.
this giant robot.
Yeah.
But.
And then, I think it was like the first time I cried at a movie, but it was like 2 weeks ago. It's basically like, it turns out that robot is from like an alien like race of robots that like destroys planets and shit. So it was like trying to like destroy humanity. And then it's like all the other robots are coming down, but the Iron Giant flies up and like self-destructs. Jeez. And it kills all of them. And he's just like Superman. And then it's so sad.
So sad. It's like an old Yeller. Like you spend all the movie gaining sympathy for the character. And like,
and
then just
and he just sacrifices
just
himself. Just blows himself up.
Classic old. What was that? That wasn't Disney. Who was that?
That's DreamWorks, huh?
DreamWorks, yeah. It was solid. Solid Toy Story style.
What about Shrek?
Oh, God.
Live action Shrek.
Michael Myers doesn't need any more money. Fuck him.
They're making Shrek 5.
Oh, God.
Show too.
Yeah, it's so bad.
And there's like a Christmas special. Like,
there's everything.
There's so much out there.
I can't believe people even ask why he's not in movies anymore.
Because he just needs to make Shrek.
He just makes mad Shrek money.
So
like.
Much Shrek money.
I don't need anything else. I'm just going to sit here and take it.
Yeah, they're making Shrek 5. I think it's coming out in 2019.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I
didn't know there was a 4. I knew up to 3 and then I gave up.
Shrek 5. I like Shrek 3 a lot.
I don't even remember. I can't even pull Shrek. I can tell you the first one.
Right? Like,
yeah,
no,
a bunch
of kids.
Yeah.
The kids were in the third one, I thought.
Yeah.
Or they had the kids by the end of it.
At the end of it.
They had them, yeah.
At the end of it, they had.
Jesus Christ, that's too much.
Yeah.
Donkey's
too
got
much.
Kids.
Yeah, Donkey and the Dragon.
DuckTales. DuckTales
live
action.
Wait, Christine, what's DuckTales again?
Well, now I know.
No, you...
Ducks.
It's about ducks.
It's about
Donald
ducks?
Duck.
No.
Donald
Close.
Ducks,
Donald Duck's nephews?
Nephews, yeah. And they do antics and suits.
Antics and suits.
Yeah, and then there's Daffy, right? Daffy Duck?
Daffy Duck's there.
Yeah, and then
and Elmer Fudd.
Elmer Fudd, and then there's this Wily Wabbit that they're trying to catch.
I don't think you're talking about DuckTales anymore.
Michael Jordan plays some basketball. Yeah. They should really just make another Space Jam movie.
They are with King James. They're Space making Jam it with movie. King James. Come on.
I mean, I guess it is a live action movie.
No, because they like. I mean, the things are still animated, so they should, like, make them not animated.
Just have, like, an actual rabbit.
I'm not trying to bullshit, though. You didn't see that they actually confirmed that, like, they're doing another one with LeBron?
I mean, that was, like, it's not nothing. It's, like, set in stone. They're, like, supposed to be making it.
That was for, like, 2020 or some shit. I thought they, like, put a date that, like, LeBron James signed the contract and all that shit.
I hope not.
I hope. Why? You don't think LeBron James can act?
I don't like LeBron James. Yeah. I mean, he was in, what was he in, Trainwreck?
I'm sure some people...
Trainwreck.
Was he?
Yeah, he was in Trainwreck, and he was pretty good.
I'm sure some people hated Jordan when he made that movie. We were just kids.
Shaq can't act.
I know, that's why.
Shazam.
You ever see that? We talked about this fucking the movie he's in where he's like a superhero.
Yeah.
Real Steel? Real Steel. Blue Steel. Dicks of Steel. Something. Dicks of Steel. Yeah, no, Shaq is just the worst.
Shaq's a terrible fucking actor.
I just don't like LeBron
Shazam,
James.
The one where he's a genie.
Yeah, Shazam's
the one
good.
Where he's a genie. Like is the best example of how fucking dumb he is. But...
Well, I had another one for... Oh, they should make a Fantasia live-action movie.
Fantasia?
Fantasia. You like Fantasia?
I don't think they could do that, though.
Fantasia.
They did
the
it...
The whole point of it is that it's, like...
Fantastic.
Animated.
Just get the Doctor Strange animators, and they're good to go.
Did you ever see...
Yeah, I guess that's
true. I guarantee neither of you know this. Bailey's going to pretend he does. You ever see The Road to El Dorado?
Yes.
I actually did. I did. I'm
that's
not lying.
That's a good flick.
Emperor's New Groove?
I thought every... That's the one I was... That's the cut I forgot. Yes, yes. No, that's a good one for live action. That could be fun. Like, yeah. In all seriousness.
Emperor's
like,
New Groove could be good.
Turning him into
a llama.
Who
plays Kronk? I mean, Patrick Warburton would probably just still be Kronk.
Yeah, that's what
no,
I was going to say.
No, what's that? Oh, I don't even know what he's in. He's
yeah, that's helpful.
He has dark hair, and he's, like, really big.
Patrick Warburton.
And he has, is that who I'm talking about?
The guy from Series of Unfortunate Events.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Patrick Warburton.
The guy
yes,
who plays them.
He voices Kronk
that's
on the show.
That's why he's perfect.
Yeah. He got famous from Seinfeld and voice acting forever, and now he's coming back and shit.
Yeah, he's in, like, everything. Yeah,
he's in everything now. He was in Horrible Bosses. He was in a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
Was he in Horrible Bosses?
He was some sort of... He was one of their counselors.
He's definitely not in Horrible Bosses.
He was, like, a small part, I think.
He was, like, a counselor in it.
He's, like, a small part in everything. But that's not something Bailey would remember, so...
No, but for real, I thought El Dorado was one of those weird, like, Mandela effect moments that I was the only one who remembered that movie came out. With, like, the blonde guy and the brunette guy.
Yeah, like the
and
brothers.
There's the Spanish conquistadors trying to find,
like,
El Dorado.
Yeah,
and,
I
thought it was crazy. I was like, why has no one ever brought up this movie when
it's
they talk
movie.
About Disney movies?
I mean, it's not a Disney movie. So.
It's not a Disney movie? No. That's why I never heard about it in that conversation.
It's not a Disney movie. I think it's DreamWorks. Everything that's not Disney, I just assume is DreamWorks, because they're dealing with it.
Exactly. Pixar.
Yeah. Pixar is Disney, so.
Cam, what else? What do we got here?
What if... No, we get to talk about Emperor's New Groove, because that's the fucking one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one. That's the one they should make.
That's
Who
exactly.
Who plays Cusco?
Cusco. You got to pick someone Latin. That's the thing. You got to Latin American.
Got to be Latin American?
Got to be Latin American.
There's no one.
What's
Michael Pena.
That's who I was thinking. That's the Paul Blart Mall Cop guy.
Paul Blart Mall Cop? That's Kevin Hart.
No, but
Kevin
he's the sidekick in that, too, though, right?
There's a sidekick?
Yeah, he's a sidekick.
I don't remember a sidekick.
Okay, whatever.
What if it's Aziz Ansari? Because he's a
not
color.
Not Aziz.
Aziz just shouldn't
it's
act.
Too high-pitched. Yeah, no. He can play Aziz.
He's getting, like, side roles. He's good in Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Yeah, he can only play himself. Like, he can't have Aziz act. Yeah, no, Michael Pena would be good. It would be comedic. It'd be funny. He could dance around. He is too old. You need someone, like, slimmer.
Yeah, young. There's no one.
Orlando Bloom.
Orlando Bloom would work. I'd watch that.
I would watch that. That'd be good.
Jason Momoa.
What?
Who would... Jason Momoa is Cusco.
It's Cusco. Who would play the llama? Did you ever watch the Emperor's New Groove TV show?
Yeah, I liked it a lot. Yeah.
Fuck.
That was awesome.
Emperor's Cusco. New School?
Yeah, Emperor's New School.
Yeah.
That's why Cusco's stuck in my head.
Yeah.
Stupidest thing. No one addressed the fact they turned into a llama. That whole time he was in that high school. I was so aggravated. No, not one dude went like, hey, bro, what was it like to be a llama for a day? Like, fuck.
Just put under the rug.
Not only are you the emperor, you turned into a llama and no one gives a fuck. Like,
maybe it's like a touchy subject.
He's just sensitive.
Like, yeah, like someone mentioned it once and he, like, got them executed.
Oh,
so
God.
Like, don't bring up the llama thing, dude. He's very touchy about it. Because it's probably not a good time to be the llama, you know?
Bring that grunt guy over here and just beat the fuck out of us.
What?
Gronk guy? Kronk? Kronk? Gronk? What was the bad guy's name? Kronk, yeah.
Kronk. Gronk is like the football player.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that's why I always mix them up. They're pretty close.
I always do it the other way around.
Kronk and Kronk.
Yeah. I think we both covered it. Right? Yeah. Monsters, yeah. Inc.
No, with Mike the eyeball guy, that'd be fucking terrifying.
That'd be real scary.
Yeah. But I mean, they're supposed to be scary. That's the point.
Yeah, it would actually have to be like scary. Directed by Edgar Wright. Yeah,
they make like scary movie Monsters, Inc.
Yeah.
I'd be down.
And there's actually just like a little girl.
Yeah, who's just like, hey, Wazowski.
Mike Wazowski.
Oh, God.
I think it's, any other ones? Nothing? Helpful. Good work, guys.
You know, well, can I bring up some fun facts? I got three fun facts. Right. When we were doing Disney movies, I looked up all the movies they made. And did you know they made Homeward Bound?
Yeah.
I'm so stoked on that. I didn't know that. And Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. I didn't know that was a Disney movie.
Yeah.
Jesus, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. And The Mighty Ducks. The Mighty Ducks. So that was like my shit. Maybe, like, I would say they should make a live-action Mighty Ducks if that one wasn't so goddamn good. And then Air Bud. Air Bud. Air Bud made up my dreams as a kid. Well, Flubber, yeah. Flubber's awesome.
Yeah, Disney makes, like, a lot of movies.
A lot.
I didn't know that they had their hand in so much, but yeah, Flubber.
What do you think they do?
I didn't know.
They
I
just
had
make
no idea.
Straight bangers.
I thought they just, yeah, I thought they just made the bangers. I didn't think they actually had hands in, like, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids and the... Well, I knew they had the Air Bud
movies.
Yeah, yeah, the 18 Air Bud movies. MVP, Most Valuable Primate.
I love Most Valuable Primate.
Day. We watched
it. It was like my brother's wedding.
Yeah.
The day after my brother's wedding, we sat there.
And then in the second one, he learns to skateboard. You know that?
Yeah.
You see that one?
Yeah. That's a good one.
Okay, I'm happy. I'm done with my fun facts.
You done with your fun facts?
Done with my
fun facts. You want to take a break?
Yeah, I'm going to take a break.
We're
going
to take a break. Can we? We're going to drink some fruity drinks.
Fruity drinks.
When we come back, we're going to talk about other things. And we're back. Christine, you have a good break?
Yeah, it's good.
Y'all dolled up now?
I am.
Ready to go?
Ready to get going.
Ready to go, bud. All right. So we got to talk about what's your most excited for movie of all those movies I listed and talked about for way too long. What's the one? Is it the Pinocchio one? Is it the Aladdin? Is it the Little Mermaid?
I think it's between...
Or is it the Emma Stone one?
It's between Pinocchio and the Emma Stone. But it's like...
Any further comment on the question?
No.
All right, Bailey.
Winnie the Pooh.
The Christopher Robin one that you thought I made up?
Yeah, yeah. I thought you made it up. But I really want to see how they do it. It's such a classic. Winnie the Pooh defines so many generations.
I mean, if I'd call any of those a classic, I probably wouldn't call Winnie the Pooh a classic.
I would.
Yeah,
it's
come on.
It's a classic.
It is, but like compared to all the other ones.
But he influenced generations in such a kind-hearted, sharing way.
It's true.
It's Aladdin.
Everybody knows.
The answer is Aladdin. Pinocchio garbage story. We went over that very
Yeah, but I
want to
see how they animate it and do it. I feel like
if they don't turn into donkeys, I would be happy.
Okay.
Actually, I kind of want to see how they make that look.
I will write the director.
Write him.
Tell him.
He will lose $12.
Yeah, he'll lose at least $12.
My boyfriend... Jeff doesn't want donkeys in your movie.
No, we can have donkeys. I just don't want children being turned into donkeys.
Okay, no children being turned
into donkeys. I don't want... No, Geppetto probably has to get swallowed by a whale.
Yeah.
You can't take that out.
Yeah.
That's but like, will he be with his cat?
Yes.
Yeah, he's got to be with the cat.
Cats are cute.
He, otherwise, he's just talking to himself.
Bailey's defense is cats are cute. That's why he must be with the cat.
Cat man.
Is the whole, like, inner monologue. Otherwise, he's like... Who would have thought we would have been inside the stomach of a whale starving to death? He says starving to death.
Well.
Terrible movie. It's Aladdin. It's Aladdin.
Okay,
it's
sure.
Aladdin.
It's Aladdin.
The
Little Mermaid 2.
I'm pretty sure.
Prequel. Why is that not it?
I don't like prequels.
What about Atlantis?
Atlantis. What? Don't even mention that.
Atlantis.
You're just throwing out Atlantis.
I think you just
remembered bullshitting.
That.
No, I did. But I'm bullshitting.
Yeah, it's a garbage movie.
Okay, so.
Or Little Mermaid, probably.
Yeah, we'll see.
I like Little Mermaid a lot. Under the sea, under the
Tony
sea.
Tony wants legs, because like she's like, oh, this handsome.
She just wants to get some dick. Yeah. Let's be honest.
And it's like, get oh some god, water
get some water, dick.
Some water dick.
Yeah.
Get some fucking Sebastian dick.
Yeah, he's been yo, wanting that.
Did like her loving on the land must have been so awkward for her. Like at
she
first,
doesn't understand how every life
yeah, it's just like oh. You're just floating around just in like the water, fish. Like you're yeah, you're like zero G practically, just floating around, having things go down, yeah. But like all of a sudden, she's on Earth and there's gravity and like it's messy.
And like in the story, isn't it like she turns back into a fish at like midnight or something?
That's Cinderella.
No, like there's a whole thing. She doesn't. Where, like she has to go back into the water.
She has to go back in the water at a certain point. I can't remember, though.
She's, like, in the middle of, like, no, and she has a, and then just becomes a fish again.
Yeah, she has, like, a timeline.
And he's trapped.
Because it's, like, she's doing it to, like, get him, but she, like, makes, like, oh, but you can't talk. And, like, you gotta make him fall in love with you, or else you gotta come back.
Okay, yeah.
So
yeah.
To make this as PG as possible, her lady parts, if she has the fins, do you have to lift up the whole fin?
What do you mean lift up the whole fin?
Like, where are the lady parts?
Why would you have to lift it up?
Because the lady parts could be, like, underneath, and you gotta lift up the legs of the fin.
Yeah. No, I think it's like a frontal, it's like a belly button. It's like so it's just, like, button. On the front.
Yeah, it's just like a scoop. You just scoop in there.
Yeah.
That's
so you can, like, lift...
See, like, because I feel like that would be awkward. Why would you want a little scoop on the front? The scoop would, like...
So I don't understand what you mean.
It's unhygienic.
And then you're just like, oh, yeah, like... Accidentally fell on
this rock. Yeah, just the hole.
Yeah, I don't yeah. Like that.
Just the hole.
Yeah, like I'm gonna.
Is there like a flap over top to conceal it?
No, but you can wear another fucking clam if she wants. She can have a third clam.
She has three clams.
Oh all god. Right. Okay, let's move on from this. That got real creepy.
So yeah. It's a lot.
I'm not judging the.
What's the worst? What's the worst option?
Worst option.
It's Lion King, right?
I'm going with Lion King.
I yeah. Fucking hate that shit.
Yeah.
It's not live action.
No.
Yeah, no.
It's
no.
Gonna be all animated. You're gonna put like lions and like animate their mouths to move.
No, like no, it's that. Gonna be like all CGI.
Yeah.
It's gonna be like the Jungle Book.
Yeah.
It's gonna be the Jungle Book. Yeah. There's no like humans it. In it at all. Just, at all.
They did a play. Like, stick with a play and don't make a movie. All right. That's my advice yeah. To Disney.
No, I can stick with that. I can rock with that.
All right. It's on to our world famous segment. The question of the day. I checked we got a lot of questions this week.
Though. Oh, we did. We did.
We okay. Got a lot of questions.
Let's go. Which question did you pick?
I picked, it was the best, it was like kind of related to the topic.
Okay.
So, like, there was some
that's
better questions. There were some better questions, but like, this is the one that relates. I had okay. It took me a long time to dig through all of the okay, questions. Yeah. This one comes from Pierre from Lyon, France.
Oh, okay. Lyon, really?
Not shit. Lyon, like Japan, Lyon, France.
Okay.
Pierre says, bonjour.
Bonjour, comment ça va?
I recently saw the Beauty and the Beast movie, Sacré Bleu, and was wondering if you were in that world, what Beauty and the Beast appliance, non-appliance? What yeah. Are those things? What are the things, what's the best servant option to be turned into?
I mean, what did Pierre say?
He didn't say.
He didn't say
Pierre didn't
so.
Give it, but I assume Lumiere because he's French.
Because of my lack of knowledge of options, I need you to give me the list here, Christine, real quick. Just because I have no
do you
idea
know
what.
There's a list of like all the things.
Okay, like, the general things, like cups, things. Toasters. Like, what can I be?
I can tell you the main ones.
Well, there was a funny part in there where she's like, "Is this plate alive?" And then they all laughed at her. So like, not plates,
not plates,
not utensils.
All
right. But, like, there's the main, like, teapot, and then her son is, like, the
Chip?
Chip is the little...
The chipped cup?
Yeah, the chipped cup. And then there's the wardrobe, there's the piano,
there's the clock.
The clock, who's, like, pretty cool, and...
Cogsworth?
The mirror, who's, like, the lantern.
It's a tough call between the clock and the lantern for me. I feel like the cups and everyone, they're used too much. Even the wardrobe, she's real sleepy, but it's just, like... People just taking shit from inside her all the time.
No, she throws it out. You don't go in. She throws it out. Ooh. And she wasn't even used... Until Belle gets there, who's going in the wardrobe? It's a woman's wardrobe.
I want to be the wardrobe. I call wardrobe.
That's what I... What? No!
You're the wardrobe?
You were just saying you didn't think the wardrobe was great, and then I told you why it was great, and you're like, that's mine now. I claim it.
Okay, alright, fine.
Doesn't
fine.
The wardrobe, like, murder a guy in, like, the original? I'm pretty
yeah,
sure the
she falls on top of a guy.
Yeah, just
but
straight up murders
guy.
A guy.
It's a guy who's trying to kill the beast.
Yeah, but the beast
yeah.
Is arguably
the beast
a bad guy
handle
at
himself.
That point.
No, not with like a mob of like 200 people.
He's a beast.
Yeah.
She's just a murdering wardrobe.
Okay. I'll go with the lantern. I'll go with the lantern. I illuminate the path.
You're going with Lumiere?
I'm going with Lumiere.
Who you got?
I'm probably going with Cogsworth.
The clock?
No, Cogsworth the cup. Yes, Cogsworth is the clock, obviously.
Yeah, well, because the cups and the teapot, I don't like the idea that I'm just used. Boo.
You don't want to be used?
I don't want to be used.
So you're the lantern.
At least I'm
helping. Just dripping hot wax all over y'all.
Just helping. Just helping.
Can light yourself up, though.
Yeah, get lit. I get lit. I get lit every day. Shit. What were you just
doing? Don't worry about what I'm doing. That was nothing.
Okay.
Okay, what's good? What's good?
So, you picked the candlestick?
I picked candlestick.
You picked candlestick. You picked murdering wardrobe.
Yes.
So the right pick is clock. Cogsworth. Isn't Cogsworth like the head one, too?
No, Lumiere.
I'm pretty sure Cogsworth the head guy.
I thought you said Cogsworth was the butler.
No.
Lumiere was the butler. Oh, shit. So I'm the butler.
You're the butler.
Oh, God.
I'm, like, the singer. I'm the...
Doesn't the fucking... singer. Isn't there, like, the little broomstick thing that wants to fuck the candlestick?
Yeah.
Yep. So you got hoes, too.
They
want to
hook each other. Yeah, you got hoes.
All right.
You got hoes.
I'm going to stay.
She's the duster. The little duster.
All right, I'm going to stay. I want the dusters. I want all the dusters.
All the dusters.
Give me the ratchets in the house while you're at it. God damn. Okay.
Will you just look? Oh.
So, I thought you had the next listener email since Jean? Was it Jean?
I just picked out one. It was Pierre, you racist Pierre. Fuck.
Okay, let's give a shout out to Pierre. Pierre.
Shout out to Pierre from Leon. Leon. You want another question? I can dig through. It's going to take a minute. There's a lot of them. I got to skim through for the good ones.
Okay, hold on. I know Consuela sent us a good email the other day, and then we got something from Jackie.
Don't act like you checked the emails.
We got something from Rejo. We got something from...
Jackie and Rejo, that's your...
Those are your names.
Those are your names.
They just popped up because they were notable names in the email list.
All right.
Oh,
this question is also on topic. I found another good one. I didn't just think of one. That's not what just happened. I found one.
Okay. In the mix
of the emails.
Yeah.
This one is from Peter.
Yeah.
Peter's from Peterborough. It's weird. You should probably not be named that Peter.
I mean, anyway. Very...
Long-time listener, first-time emailer. Thank you, Peter. Big fan of the show. I wanted to know that this didn't rhyme on purpose. Just wanted to clarify it's in brackets. If you could be one animal, what animal would you be? I think we've already addressed this, Peter. But we'll answer because Christine's here. Christine, what animal would you want to be?
This is a little out of the blue for me. Can I go last?
Yeah, you can go last. Bailey?
I forgot what I chose last time. Cheetah.
Why?
Because I'm lovable and I'm a dangerous predator.
Because I'm lovable and you're a dangerous sex predator. All right.
Well, use your pattern on
everything. Why'd you have to add sex to that? Yeah, and pattern on everything. I'm a fly-ass pattern. I can literally run faster than any human. Whoop your ass.
Whoop your ass.
Catch me as a hippo. Fucking cheetah.
I can catch me as a hippo.
Suck my dick. Go. What's good? What's yours?
What's my what? My favorite animal?
Yeah.
Not your favorite.
What's your favorite color? I'm not changing the topic.
What's
my... Fuck.
My favorite animal is probably... I don't know. Probably something...
Your favorite.
My...
What you want to be if you're an animal.
Yeah, but I'd pick my favorite.
Okay, and
I'm not going to pick my least favorite.
Yeah. Like, I love horses, but I don't want to be ridden, so...
Hey, you could be a valuable asset to the community.
I wasn't kind of asexual about it.
You can... Okay.
What animal would I want to be?
Yes!
Oh, we got there. Alligator.
Why an alligator?
Because you're just lurking about in the swamp. You're just hanging out.
Okay.
And then unsuspecting victims are just like, I'm going to just go for a little dip, you know? And then you're just like thrashing about.
So you make all those weird sex crime jokes to me, but your favorite feature is you're lurking. And catching unsuspecting prey.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I like to lurk.
Okay, we're going to move on from that. Christine, what is your favorite animal that you would like to be?
The one that I'd like to be? Kind of like to be a shark.
A shark? Why a shark?
They're like, okay, wow. They're, I don't know, they're like dangerous and they're like, everybody's scared of them, including all the fish in the ocean.
A great white shark?
I don't know, whatever shark. Not a little one.
You make it. You know how many sharks get killed every year?
Shark fin soup?
By sharks every year?
A lot less. A hell of a lot less.
I don't know.
there are like a dozen people get killed by yeah. shark, and like a million sharks get killed by people every year. Zero.
Probably a lot.
You know, alligators are basically immortal.
Yeah, they survived since the dinosaurs.
Yeah.
It doesn't make them immortal.
They found alligators that are like 400 years old because they don't really die. They just keep growing bigger and bigger.
They literally don't know when alligators
die. They have
no idea. They don't know the lifespan of an alligator because all the people in Florida just kill them when they get too big.
Yep.
Sorry, the people in Florida kill them when they get too big.
Yeah, but that's...
how many are being killed is what I brought up, so...
That's like just saying, at 150 years old, though.
Okay, but they still are getting killed.
You know how long sharks live? 3 days.
Okay.
3 days.
Probably
the
about
average life of a
3 years. 3 years.
I'll give you 5 days. Bad pick.
They gotta swim so far.
They gotta swim so far.
Is this how they treat their guests?
Okay, Christine, actually, sorry. No, I'm not gonna interrupt. Jeffrey.
What?
Does Christine have a question for us, or is there another actual question in our email?
No, those were the only two good questions.
Okay, fine.
I want to ask Christine one more question. I'll probably ask you the question.
Okay.
Who would win in a fight, the alligator or the shark?
They're kind of different.
What are the grounds they're meeting on?
Yeah.
Give me the
fight. It's like the alligator's not like swimming around like deep in the ocean.
They're in a marine land tank.
Sure.
Alligator. Ooh! If they're in a marine land tank, I think as long as the alligator has an idea of what space he's got working with, then he'll be okay.
You're saying the alligator like outsmarts the shark?
Yeah, like I think the shark.
No, because the shark is used to like the great blue ocean, and the alligator is used to having like a confined space or a river. So it's like if the shark's gonna be fucking freaking out because he can't just dip. Alligator's gonna be like, "Okay, I got this," and just nibble the fuck out of your fins.
Nibble the fuck out of your fins.
I mean, I think if you start nibbling the fuck out of the shark's fins, it's gonna just chomp on the alligator.
But my alligator can escape onto the.
You have a superpower. You didn't bring this into the question.
I may be Beast Boy.
Fight your
you
case,
never know.
Christine.
Sharks have real big teeth. They're sneaky. And
you fight a good case. You fight a good case.
I'm real sneaky too.
Sneaky.
I wasn't saying a fight against you. You said he said I'm real sneaky.
I am the alligator.
This is going off. Christine, Bailey tells me you have a would you rather question for us.
I do.
That's quite gross.
Brought to you by the students in my nuclear medicine class. So, would you rather eat a spoonful of someone else's poop or a
jeez.
Bowl full of your own.
Jeez. How big is the bowl?
Like an ice cream bowl size.
Like a two scoop?
Yeah.
Oh,
like
what?
You go to like an ice cream parlor,
like
you get
a tablespoonful of someone else's or
yeah.
like two big scoops.
Like an ice cream sundae's worth?
Yeah.
Let's say an ice cream sundae's worth.
Yeah.
What day of the week is it?
What the It's a Tuesday.
Just got through the weekend.
What, do you eat like bad things certain days? You're like, I wouldn't want to eat those.
Yeah.
Saturday.
Like, you give
like
me a Wednesday,
weekend.
Like, shit's pretty mild. You give me, like, a Sunday, I gotta process all the booze and shit I took in. It's not
That's
cool.
actually a good point.
That's fair.
So one spoonful or two spoonfuls?
One spoonful of someone else's.
I'll take the one spoonful.
Yeah.
I will risk the one spoonful that is
and
better than
you
mine.
You don't get to find out who it is.
Yeah, just it's mystery.
They're not going to say, like, this is Jeff's poop. They're going
to
be like,
yeah, but
is poop.
It a lottery or are you controlling the contest to try to fuck with me? You know what I mean?
No.
Like,
if
it's
a lottery,
like,
it's
a
just
lottery,
a random
yeah.
person, then
random
I'm going
to
I'm,
be a hobo
I'm putting the will to the odds.
Okay.
You can only spoonful.
Because the spoonful is a better chance that. Won't be acidic as what may come out of my body or may not.
Yeah, it's probably going to be better. Yeah,
you never know.
Yeah.
You never know. I'm willing to take that risk. What if you get a nice vegan mom? Shit could be tasty.
It's basically hummus.
Exactly.
But okay, I know this is my would you rather question, but if this were to actually occur, do you think you would know enough in advance that you could control what you eat in order to make
no, you can't.
The tastiest
no, you can't.
Type of poop?
No.
Okay.
No. It's just your next poop.
You can okay, fair enough.
Someone comes up right now, either your next poop or
someone
the spoon
can
poop.
Have like so much
Then I'm going to risk that. I ate a lot of Popeye's spicy fried chicken last night, so, like, I'm not willing to take that gamble. I'm willing to take the gamble that someone else eats better than I do.
Yeah, it's fair gamble.
Like, yesterday was Friday night. People get lit. People eat some crazy takeout.
There's also a lot of vegans in this world. I feel like it matches
you're
up.
You're betting on vegans, aren't you?
I'm betting on vegans. I want a vegan to give me the Pope.
That's a all fucked right, up. Vegans.
Your poop.
Bailey wants your poop. Jeff. You going with bowl?
I'm thinking my own.
You're going with a bowl. You'll put it on a whole bowl.
It's a whole bowl. Because it's everything I've eaten, I've processed, and I know I don't have any, like, diseases or anything.
But you have to still put down that poop.
You
have to
put down a bowl of poop.
A bowl.
I see,
like,
you can barely put down a whole ice cream sundae.
Yeah, that's true.
I'd rather just gamble.
But why don't you just eat it throughout the day?
No.
You have to eat in one sitting.
One sitting.
Oh, yeah.
And
no,
if
fuck.
You can't finish it, you also have to eat the spoonful. I'm putting parameters on it.
Whoa. Well, in that case, I might as well just eat the spoonful because I'm going to end up having to eat it anyway. You think
you're not going to be able to finish?
Probably not. I'm probably going to puke after one spoonful.
But are you...
Then how are you going to pick that one?
Because... You just eat it and
you're allowed
puke
to puke. It's not
eat
like
it,
Fear Factor.
Get out of here.
You're allowed to puke.
Yeah, you're allowed to puke.
Okay, then, yeah.
I mean, it's probably expected.
Yeah.
So you'll do a bowl?
I think I'll still stick with bowl.
You stick with... God damn. I'm going spoon all the way.
I'm going spoon.
All the way.
I'm
going one spoon. And done, just spoon. Don't
just
have to
get down,
that
and I'm willing to take the gamble, because, man, even, like, maybe your poops are great, but, like, you got a bowl.
A whole bowl.
Like,
no.
The
that's
first...
A lot. That's a lot.
I just don't trust other people. I just don't know what they're putting in.
Yeah, you don't know.
No,
you
but
don't.
I...
They don't even know. They might even put in good food. They might be vegans, but they have some, like, irritable bowel or something, and they're just like...
Can you get poop disease? Like, are diseases poop transmittable?
I think they are.
You're a scientist.
Someone could have worms. You'll get worms if you eat worm poop. That's how dogs get transfer worms. They eat another dog's poop.
Isn't that the one that, like, just gets shredded as fuck, though? Because it just eats all my food, and then I just, like, get gained.
No, it doesn't necessarily mean a tapeworm. It could be... There's many a type of worm. There are many a type.
Like a slithery little worm?
A slithery little worm.
All right, that could be good.
Yeah, no.
You're kind of selling me on this whole worms thing.
Okay.
Like the worms, like, in Futurama, where they, like, just, like, rebuilt his body and made him jacked and shit?
Yeah.
No.
They made everything better about him. He got smarter and...
Where could I find said worms? If I want worms, could I maybe walk into a vet clinic and lick one or two of the dogs?
You gotta lick them in the butt, though.
Yeah, you gotta, like, eat their poop. You can't just, like... You can find them...
No one needs to know what my favorite thing to do is.
Okay. They're in puddles?
That's another way dogs...
So I gotta go around...
They're about.
To get deezed, I gotta lick every puddle possible.
Yeah, lick
get myself
butt.
A tapeworm. And yeah. Get jacked.
Yep.
Yeah.
You may end up getting leptospirosis in the process.
Fuck it.
If I get lesbobariasis, that's fine.
Yeah, lesbobariasis, as long as I'm...
Lesboparalysis?
Paralysis?
Lesbian paralysis.
Yeah.
Lebanese porgies.
Lesbopharyngitis? Okay.
All right, let's go with you guys already.
I think we're right. I think Spoon won, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Spoon won.
No, well, Spoon won, just Christine sucks.
Yeah,
she would also show her boobs on film for $500.
Hey, I asked some other of my girlfriends, and they were like, yeah, I would totally do that.
Yo, you guys do not know how the internet works then. I'm sorry, but you don't know how
the
internet works.
Job.
So what? What's boob? Boobs are boobs. Like... I don't need to get into this again.
Yo, I have no problem with, like, feminine expression, but the $500 to, like, once that's there, it's like...
That's
it's
forever.
Fucking
that's forever.
Forever. Your boobs. Your all of a sudden, your kids in the future Google Christine McCory, and it goes, "Oh, Christine McCory shows her boobs for $500."
I'm pretty sure Jeff made a topless calendar
I did
twice for $0, and some of those are all over the internet. So I mean, who's? I'm getting paid. Let's just.
I'm not surprised.
She fights a good argument. I've also made the comment that I'll suck a dick if it'll make someone laugh. But it's not about me. So I have no shame. We've been through that.
It's because of a woman. Okay.
No, it's because you're a scientist.
Okay. No, I commend the two of you because I would be freaking out if I was Jeff. I would be fucking freaking out right now.
For the calendar? For the...
Oh, for the boobs on TV. I would not be down with my lady having her boobs on TV for $500.
Last time I checked, he doesn't control me, so...
She ain't my property, Bailey. No, she can do whatever the fuck she wants. I'm just saying you could probably get more. That's all I'm saying.
Say
your price a little higher.
If someone's like, hey.
That's what I mean. No, I'm not. Like, I'm not.
Hey. Want $500 to show your boobs? Like, it's going to be like, come audition. Like, this is DreamWorks. We're making a remake of Little Mermaid, and it's a scene where her shells fall off. And I'm like, yeah, I'll meet $500, and I get to be Little Mermaid. Cool.
Nah, I still want. You got to get $5,000.
She finds a compelling argument.
You got to get $5K for that.
$500 is, yeah. Yeah, no, I'm with Christina now.
No.
Well sold.
Right?
Well sold.
Had to bring in Little Mermaid and everything's okay.
Yeah. If it's classy.
Yeah, it's not going to be like.
But what if it's not?
Me being
exactly.
Like,
it's not how it works. If someone's offering you $500 for boobs, it's not classy. It's not classy. It's not how it works.
Man's getting very upset. Like, our original parameters because of Logan to be that Logan girl?
Yes.
So, like, you'd be that Logan
because
girl for $500.
Okay, because she has a really small part. I doubt she got paid more than $500.
No, she got paid at least $3,000.
How do you know? Did you look it up?
Because she's in the Screen Actors Guild.
No,
so
she'd be an extra.
No, you have to be in the Screen Actors Guild to be in a film that's produced in Hollywood.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
They hire extras off the street all the time.
Yeah.
No, you still have to be in the Screen Actors Guild. Yes, you do.
Bailey's wrong.
This is wrong. You're going to have to
correct. Go ahead.
You think every person in a movie is making at least $3,000?
You think that girl who showed her tits who got a name in the credits as girl who showed her tits was not in the Screen Actors Guild?
No.
Okay, then I disagree there.
Even wait, still, so $3,000 to go, woo! Like,
yes.
That's
yes. That's normal money.
Yeah, I wouldn't argue that she possibly made
$3,000. $3,000 is nothing.
That's like a big budget movie. $3,000 ain't shit.
I hustle for 2 weeks. I could pay you $3,000 to show your boobs. Like, goddamn, that's nothing.
Jeez. She got real heated. All I'm saying is not every fucking person in the movie's in the Screen Actors Guild. All those extras?
I do agree, but that girl who showed her boobs was not a general extra. You don't just sign up as a general extra
to
show your boobs.
You probably had to be auditioned to be like Joe's a boobs girl.
Yes.
Extra is just like standing in the background.
Or they didn't even know they wanted that scene, and then she was just like improvising.
No.
She improvised.
And they were like,
yeah.
I mean, we're only paying
bonus.
Sweet. Good commitment to the role.
Yeah, right? And then now she's going to get another role, probably as like stripper number two.
Stripper number two.
Yep.
One day, stripper number one.
Yep.
Stepping on
her way up the ladders of Hollywood.
Or she'll just be like...
Until she has that glass ceiling.
She might even get like candy. A real name.
Oh, she might get a real stripper name.
Yeah.
Desiree.
Yeah.
Champagne. Champagne.
Champagne.
Next on stage.
I think that's it for this week.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for joining us, Christine. I hope you had a good time. Where can people find you on the social medias? You can just lie.
Twitter.
I'm on those platforms. Find me.
Teeny McCory.
Teeny McCory.
I'm on Snapchat and
Instagram?
Twitter.
Give me the Instagram. Yeah, that's what you use the most, so do the Instagrams.
Yeah, even on your Twitter? No one's going to follow your Twitter. Do I even follow your Twitter?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I follow your Twitter.
Yeah, she subtweeted you back in the day. I've heard that story.
That's how I landed my man.
Yeah.
Subtweet him.
Subtweets. What's your Instagram, Christine?
C. McCory.
Is that no just numbers, no
C.
dots?
No. McCory.
C. McCory.
Does McCory have two C's or one C?
Two C's, two R's.
So C-M-C...
C.
O. R. O?
It's not McCory.
Right. There you go.
C-M-C-C-O-R-R-Y.
There you go. Bam.
All right, Bailey, where can people find Things That Are News on the interwebs?
Can find,
don't fuck it up this week.
Things That Are News, facebook.com/thingsthatarenews.com. Which is still wrong, but the forward slash is in there. You can email us at gmail at thingsthatarenews@gmail.com. And you can find us on Instagram.
You can get your question live, just like
at
Peter.
Instagram
and
at thingsthatarenews.
Peter and Pierre, I never even took that in.
And, Pierre did a great job, and so did Casanova. Also hit us up.
Casanova?
Yeah, Casanova. You didn't check his email?
No, I didn't see Casanova's
He warned
email.
Us about some fucking vampires,
oh,
so we
yeah,
should be careful.
We'll read that one after.
But he hit us up at thingsthatarenews@gmail.com, and we really need those YouTube followers, so we get our own. Oh, sorry, subscribers.
Subscribe to us on the YouTubes.
So
search
then,
Things That Are News, no spaces.
Exactly. And then you can actually help us get a unique domain name.
Yeah, that'd be good. And we're also on the Podomatic.
Podomatic.
Things That Are News. Find us on the iTunes.
iTunes.
Rate us 5-star. I don't think anyone's rated us. I haven't even rated us.
No. We got downloads. We're mad downloads.
Rate us. And yeah, join us next week when we'll talk about a different thing.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great evening.
That was just going to call it play after out? I said a
thought you were
going to
play us out?
No.
No? You had your hands on the keyboard like there was something there. Thank you, Christine. You're a wonderful woman.
Wrap it up. We're done.
Okay. We're done.
As off through the waves they roll, the fish on the land ain't happy. It's hot 'cause they in the bowl, but fish in the bowl is lucky. They in for a worse fate. One day when the boss get hungry,
guess who gonna be on the plate?
What do under the sea? Under the sea, nobody beat us, fry us and eat us in fricassee. We want the land for snugs to cook. Under the sea, we have the hook. We got no trouble. Life is the bubbles under the sea.
Under the sea.
Under the sea.
Under the sea.
Since life is sweet here, we got the beat here naturally.
Naturally.
Even the sturgeon and the ray, they get the air to start to play. We got to hear it, you got to hear it. Under the sea. Play the flute, the cop, play the hop, the place, play the bass, the sound, the job, the bass, play the brass, the chop, play the tom. The flute is the duke of soul.
Yeah.
The way he can play the lings on the strings, the tom. Backing up the blackfish, he sings the smelt and the sprat. They know where it's at, they know that blowfish. Each little clown here know how to jam here under the sea. Each little slug here cutting a rug here under the sea. Each little snail here know how to wail here. That's why it's hotter under the sea.